It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me.
Greg.
1.21 gigawatts.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Steve.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
And Vaughn.
Why don't we go late?
We can. I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, thank God.
Woo!
Thank God. As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
I have a couple beers.
One,
you might still be
two,
awake.
Two, three, fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Great.
Stick it in me, dumper!
It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Do you know Rita? Do I?
Let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, we're going.
Hello, it's the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com.
Cripple.
Derek's playing it safe tonight rather than sound bites.
Fuck it up.
He just do his own.
Yeah. Stick it in me dumper.
Stick it in me dumper.
Bob is here.
Who's Bob?
Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Babbitt.
I am Derek. With me, as always, is Webmaster Matt.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve.
Stick it in my ass.
And Mailman Ball.
Fist me in the asshole.
Stick it in me dumper.
Nip it in the bud. Nip it in my dumper.
Vaughn!
Oh, we're silly.
Put it in my mail slot!
Wow.
Squish? Vaughn!
Squish.
Squish. That's awesome.
Stick it in my pigeonhole!
Ew.
Tap it to my O-ring!
Wow!
All right, anyway.
Breaking O-rings. What are you talking about? Let's get on with this.
Go to aristocratsradio.com and you can sign up for stickers if we ever get them printed.
Sure. Never.
Actually, I found a place to get them printed, so I'm going to be contacting them. And
yeah.
And the message board, you got to...
And if you fill the fucking thing out, put your zip code. No one's putting their zip codes.
Yeah. No one's putting in their
zip code. No one has put their zip code. No one.
Stupid fucks. How many people have you gotten?
There's like six people that haven't given me zip codes.
So we have six now.
Something like that.
Six, and none of them, except for like Vendo, is giving you a zip code?
That's it, yeah.
And his zip code's like 55 different numbers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, we also have a message board now.
Yeah.
We'll be putting a link up on aristocratsradio.com, also on MySpace page.
All right.
But if you want to go there now, it's aristocratsradio.com/board. B-O-A-R-D.
Yeah.
Not B-O-R-E-D.
Not what you are when you're listening to our show.
Wow.
Whoa.
Aw, come on.
Huh? We're not like that.
Actually, but it's going to be a fun little place for everyone to hang out.
Hopefully not little.
That Irish
nothing
thing.
Little about this.
That Irish thing.
Yeah. Wow.
So,
no small cocks.
We weren't supposed to be here today.
Yeah, what happened?
We're not even supposed to be here today.
We didn't have to happen.
Well, I was supposed to go to Georgia, but something happened and now I can't go.
Georgia in the United States.
Okay.
Not in Asia.
Oh. Derek went down to Georgia. He was looking for some hamburgers.
Asia.
Well, I guess the joke would be funnier if he wasn't here. Whoops.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
Georgia and Asia. What are you talking about?
Vendo is going to rip you apart.
Is
on
a country.
I don't care.
It's one of the communist bloc countries.
You cared enough
wait,
to
were
ask.
Were we talking about this before?
What?
I passed high school with C's. I don't know shit.
Really?
Were you paying attention?
C's.
Or were you eating that snack wrap like a man?
That's going in the promo.
Okay.
How about D's for D's nuts? You could suck on them.
Wow. Ooh.
How about D's for D's joke is about 5 years old.
But it's fucking funny every time.
Fucking funny. Never. Not even when I first saw it.
No, I never laughed
kids.
At that.
To me, it's
when
always
when did
funny.
That come out?
Kids? Like 93?
Oh, so I'm way off.
Yeah. I don't even know.
14 years
first
old.
Time I heard it.
I'll stand in the sun for about a good 12 seconds.
Oh, no.
Put a little aqua velva on mine and you can chew them down.
Whoa, what?
Wow.
What?
I don't know.
How elaborate.
I try.
I got a belly full of McDonald's. I feel kind of euphoric.
How many nuggets did you just put away?
10.
Ten and fries?
10 piece and a fry.
He drunk on McDonald's.
In like 3 minutes.
About.
I had a cheesesteak today and I felt disgusting.
I had a chicken Caesar wrap and then I had the, what is that? What is the snack wrap? Chicken and ranch or something? I don't know.
You got honey mustard on yours.
Honey mustard, yeah. Still delicious.
Is that McDonald's?
Yeah.
I go to McDonald's. If I usually get like the double quarter pounder and I get to the last bite and my whole being just wants to die.
Shut down.
And I can't finish, like the grease is just dripping down me. I'm just like, I'm going to have a heart attack in my car on my break at lunch. That's what I'm going to do.
I had a fish brick sandwich from Cluck U today and it was by far the vilest thing I've ever tasted in my
life. What is that?
A fish sandwich. You know, a fried piece of fish. Yeah, it's stupid square fucking fish sandwich.
Okay.
Fish brick, that's what they're called.
From Cluck U.
Yeah, from Cluck U. I've had everything else in the damn place. I had to try something new. It was either that or the fish and chips, and I've been told not to touch the fish and chips.
It's chicken.
No,
it's fish.
No, I know, but it's Cluck U.
Why'd you get fish from there?
Why?
I had to try something new.
Because it was Friday.
No, it's
Lent.
Thursday, actually, jackass.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'll eat nice.
Do you do that?
I do it at home.
Oh, really? Your parents make it?
My parents, yeah, they cook. I don't mind seafood, so it's no big deal.
No, I don't either, but I'm not going to go out of my way not to.
I just want to try something new today, that's why. Normally, I'll have whatever. I don't care. Like, it's just when I get home for dinner.
But your parents won't eat meat on Friday and all
no,
that?
No, they don't eat meat on Friday in the holy 2 months.
I know. I never understood that kind of stuff, but.
So dumb. You know,
it's their choice.
Yeah,
whatever.
Wasn't that to, like, help the fishing industry
or
something?
It was to boost the fish market.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was a Jewish plot.
And even if you think about it, back like when my grandparents were kids, they used to do that every Friday.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Because that was like the thing. It was also the thing when you went to church to dress to the nines, and go on Sunday like at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Nope, not happening here.
And take some of the communal disgusto wine.
No, I never.
No,
the bread with no taste.
Not the bread.
Fucking
the bread.
It's just a wafer thing.
It's all
the body of Christ.
I need some salt on
Corpus
that fucking thing.
Christy.
Put some peanut butter on it.
I want a name drop right now.
It's not even on your. It's not even your mouth. Like more than 10 seconds when it's gone, and all you got is that disgusting taste in your mouth.
It's not the body of Christ.
It's the body of whatever Father John or whoever the hell.
Stop talking over me. It's not the body of Christ until it enters your body.
Oh. I think Vaughn's had a few too many tonight.
He really has.
I've had one.
too many.
Whoa.
When I got my first communion, they had like a guy to catch in case if someone threw up, like they would have to put it in a bag and burn it and shit.
What?
Because it's the body of Christ, so if you ingest it,
it really isn't,
and throw it up, well, I know it's just a fucking
wafer. Oh, is that just for you?
A wafer. No, they do that.
I've never seen somebody puke up the body of Christ.
First communion?
No.
Have you ever been to a first communion?
Yes, I have. I've never seen it.
They have a thing there, and they tell you if you're going to throw up. They give you like a napkin. They gave you a napkin, right?
Yep.
And they say if you're going to throw up, do it in the napkin. And then they have to take it and they have to like burn it.
It is the most vilest thing I've ever had
really
in my mouth.
Bad?
It's like eating balsa wood.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just imagine taking like bread and just like smashing it down into like the absolute thinnest it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen them, but I've never.
And it just sticks to the roof of your mouth, and you're not supposed to touch it.
Yeah.
So you got to play with it with your tongue for like 20 minutes.
And just let it dissolve.
I chew it like a cracker.
Okay. You go back up for seconds.
Now, did your church, did they give you the option for the hand or the mouth?
Yes.
Yes. You either put one out.
It was disturbing.
I never understood, you know, opening your mouth and letting them go, bump.
You got to fucking stick your tongue out.
We used to have to do that.
Yep.
Because it used to be you couldn't touch it. What church did you go to?
I went to St. Mary's.
I went to St. Catherine's.
It's virtually the same thing.
Yeah, but yeah, a little different. Your pews are squeakier.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I would have to go to St. Mary's sometimes, and like it would be like, all right. It was a horrible sound.
Steve actually went to church with my family several times.
Many times.
Really?
Many times, and I hated every single time.
Yep. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I remember I went to church with my buddy, other buddy Steve, years ago, and we just went through the hymn books and tried to find every song with the word "come" in it.
Wow!
We just laughed.
How old were you?
It was like, "Oh, come, my 19. Lord," and we were just like, "Oh, we were like 12."
Okay. When was the last time you went to church?
Oh God, I don't know.
Just to go,
like to go to church or like a funeral?
Just to go, like.
like
you were like
fucking funeral.
Not like anything baptism. Like serious, like. Like
had,
weddings or funerals, yeah.
It had to have been well over 10 years ago.
Me too.
Yeah, because I hadn't gone, and I went for my niece's,
Communion?
Confirmation?
No, the first one.
Communion?
Baptism?
Oh.
Yes. Baptism. Yeah, she was getting baptized. Wow. And I remember I went in there and I was listening to Father Dan Hesko talk about all this shit, like, you know, how she's going to be a servant of God and all this crap.
Sure.
And it freaked me the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God. Because you don't listen to what they say when you're a kid.
Yep.
The last one's confirmation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When they have everybody stand up and they say, and they want everybody to apply yes to everything.
Yeah.
I said nothing.
Okay. Wow, you rebel.
You're a rebel.
Well, no, because I was just like, all right, I'm never going to church after this, so I might as well another plug.
A rebel without a clue. I'm a loner, Dottie. A rebel.
No, but the thing is, like, I haven't gone to church. No, I went last Christmas. I went last Christmas. That was good. That was great. You see me laughing?
I'm a loner, Daddy. A rebel.
No, but last time it was last Christmas. It's family things. We go Christmas.
I don't even go for Christmas.
The kids go with the parents on Christmas and Easter, and that's it. Like, you know, Ash Wednesday, Ash Wednesday just passed.
I haven't gone to Ash Wednesday probably since I was like two.
My mother's like, are you going to go with your brother? I'm like, he's old enough. I didn't go by himself.
Yeah. I probably haven't gone since I was old enough to stay home alone.
Yeah.
So like 17, 18.
You know, like.
A couple months ago.
If the wafer tastes that bad, I don't think Jesus...
It doesn't taste like anything.
No. Well, I mean, it's just people, like, obviously don't like it.
It's just stupid.
Well, would Jesus mind if they changed it to, like, the quesadilla of Christ or something? What's the big deal, you know? Like,
I think it's just traditional.
It's just obviously.
The cake of Christ.
The Twinkie of Christ.
Ah, you fucker. I was just going to say that.
The Twinkie of Christ.
The host's right cupcake instead of the host.
Yodel of Christ.
The snowball
she
of Christ.
Needs. The Duncan Yodel Hines icing of Christ. The lick the spoon.
The brownie batter of Jesus Christ. I'm sure we're stealing material from Sarah Silverman right now.
Probably.
Ben and Jerry probably has one out. The
body of Christ.
It
would have some weird, like, hippie name, though.
Yeah. They'd have Dave Matthews Band on it or something. Like, why do they have their own ice cream? I don't get it.
Well, Fish does, too.
So yeah. Well, Fish food. I mean, like...
I can understand that, sense. But...
The Dave Matthews Band, like...
Because they're hippie shit.
Dave Matthews Band. They're not hippies.
Well, whatever. Yeah, college culture, whatever the fuck they're...
Are they, like,
they're neo-hippies.
Yeah,
yeah.
True.
They're lame.
Man.
I like how Matt, he doesn't like Dave Matthews, he likes Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
So like if you ever see it written on the internet, you italics or like caps. It's just the band. Just
band.
The big black guys.
You don't like Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks with AIDS?
Wow!
Tom Hanks in Philadelphia is basically...
Wow!
Like
hello!
With
hello
AIDS in remission.
Wow!
You don't like Tom Hanks in Kazakhstan?
What? Oh no!
What a nice segue, Derek.
Oops.
That was good.
Segway.
What it's like to be a kid with AIDS? Why don't you tell us, Derek?
Oh,
well,
we'll
if you're
out
in Kazakhstan, apparently Borat's giving you AIDS.
Whoa!
Wait, what?
96 kids contracted HIV in Kazakhstan due to doctor's negligence.
Stupid people.
What were they fucking them in
I don't know. They didn't specify what they did so wrong.
Yeah.
But 21 doctors and health officials have been put on trial.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to hang.
I think 8 of them died already.
They mistook, like...
Super AIDS! When did this happen?
Well, it says... Tuesday. Yeah, right? Whoops! Nah, I think it was a while ago. I'm just scanning for a year.
Yeah, nothing. What's the date on the article?
9 hours ago.
Wow.
It happened 9 hours ago.
How could that possibly even happen?
I don't know.
Like, the doctor's just reaching blindly for, like, DayQuil or something to give the kid just, you know, a vat of AIDS. Like, a
vat of live AIDS.
Like, a fresh, like, still hot sample of AIDS from somebody.
It splashes him in the face. Wash with this 2 times a day.
Instant lesions on his body.
Seriously, like, I'm curious as to how long ago this happened. Eight have already died.
All right, well, if you stretch, I'll read it, and I'll get you a date.
All right, go ahead.
No one talks.
No, it's not going to talk.
Let's stretch it. Yeah, you stupid.
Why are you calling me out like this?
Because
I know I didn't read this first.
He likes to read shit inside out. You know.
Because he's an asshole.
No, I just like to know what's going on.
Yes. It doesn't say.
It's not really significant. Who cares?
All right, good.
Since the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union, HIV and AIDS have swept across the former communist countries.
Yeah. Okay.
According to the United Nations, there were 1.6 million people living with HIV in Eastern Europe and Central Asia in 2005.
Didn't I say this last week that communism was a good thing?
I don't think communism was preventing AIDS, Vaughn.
Hey, it kept it back. Now it's spreading like wildfire.
Now, I think they just know about it now. They can just tell people that, yeah, they have AIDS.
They took the wall down and all they got is fucking, it's every other house is a McDonald's. Yeah,
took the firewall off of the information that's going out of the country now. Both walls came down.
Whatever, that was still good.
No.
Okay, Central Asian nation has been shocked after scores of children and 13 mothers contracted HIV through injections or blood transfusions.
Uh-huh. Nice.
At hospitals.
Well, duh, obviously. I mean,
yeah, some 1,000 miles south of the capital.
So they're hitting their 1982 right now. Like,
I guess
1982.
Kids...
Well, back... Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, it's like... This is they're hitting a little late. This is like disco becoming popular in
that's Europe, dude.
Uh-huh.
That's probably the music they have there now. What was that critic joke? Oh, that wasn't a critic.
I don't remember.
A Family Guy joke.
Yeah, Family Guy.
The critic.
I thought it was on the critic.
No, random.
It was. Well, it popped in my head.
Right. I'm not the pig from that book.
Okay.
What book? Anyway, so 96.
96.
Kids.
All gonna die.
Lives are ruined. Let's move on.
Yeah. AIDS lollipops. Yes.
Wow.
Splash with a big bucket of AIDS in the face.
It's like a hospital clown with an AIDS needle just poking kids randomly.
Like Patch Adams just coming up and smash him in the face with AIDS.
Oh my God.
Squeeze my nose, kid. I freaking
open sore Adams.
His big flower just shoots AIDS.
Wow. Wow! Liquid AIDS.
Infected.
Up and wide, kids.
Anyway. I mean, he makes like a balloon animal. It's like the AIDS stem.
Yeah. Wow! What?
What do you call that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Words are escaping. Matt knows, but he's not going to say
like
anything.
Like a double helix or something?
Yeah,
like
no,
the
like
chemical
the...
chemical makeup of it.
Yeah, like the
string.
Strain, yeah. An AIDS strain.
He makes a balloon. He makes a balloon animal of the kid and then pops him and says, "This is what happened to you in 2 months.
This is what the cure looks like, Pop."
Wow.
Nothing.
No.
You're going to die. HIV.
That's awesome.
Anyway.
I guess if you don't have AIDS.
Yeah.
Dirty blood.
They could join the gift givers.
Oh!
Fuck. Oh my God. You imagine what that's
96
like?
96 bug chasers fucking died.
Whatever the fuck you call those savages.
Savages.
We are from Ukraine and we have AIDS.
God. Oh, please, give me to me.
Help us.
You not say Ukraine have AIDS?
Talking about Ukraine.
Well, Kazakhstan.
Anyway. I take your white blood smells and I smash them.
I said smells.
See?
It was a funny joke, but I fucked it up.
You did, but it's all right.
Bringing up Ukraine now. There's one of the oldest men is now 116. And
that's pretty fucking old.
He's from Ukraine.
I am from Ukraine.
How old is he? Old.
He's 116. Wow. It says Mark's 116
oh,
birthday.
Oh, my God. He's as old as Terry Funk. Whoops.
Terry Bronk.
So I guess that would be today because it says on Thursday. Or unless this was last week.
No.
But it says it was for today.
Well, there you go.
How can we make fun of him?
He's old.
He's outliving us, and we're like in our mid-20s.
Dude, I'm going to die within 2 years.
Probably.
The way you're going?
Not even kidding. Mm-hmm. I'm eating and my fingers are tingling. Seriously.
You ain't going to the doctor for this?
I have diabetes. I must. I go out and I eat lunch and I come back and all I do is piss.
What are you, Patti LaBelle?
Okay.
You got to pass out on stage on top of a doppelganger
Tiny Tim.
Andre?
You really should see a doctor.
I should, yeah. We all should.
Nah.
We should all just go to a health specialist.
You can't speak today.
No, I can't.
It's a Red Bull.
It's a tongue. Yeah, it's gotten fatter.
Yeah, my brain's going faster than my mouth.
What does that shit taste like?
Try it.
No?
Liquid cocaine.
It tastes like berries.
Isn't there a drink called that, though?
What's that?
Kind of
something
can
like
shit
that's
called liquid cocaine?
I think so.
No, I never heard of it.
I think that's like a real drink. They're getting just totally
like
ridiculous.
Is it like a ghetto drink? Like
yeah.
Probably.
That's what I think I've heard it from.
Well, if you do diabetes or something, would you mind if like we did the intro and just was like with Derek and then just play like the funeral march?
Sure.
Would you have a problem with that?
Why not?
If you do die of diabetes.
Hello, but if he did die of diabetes, we'd be sitting here in all black with trying to figure out how to operate this equipment.
What would I be wearing?
What the fuck is his password?
Different.
Matt would be in all white.
We would just commandeer the equipment.
Carly be in the bedroom crying. We're trying to get her out. Can you give us his password, please? We want to do a show.
She doesn't know it.
Oh, shit. It's all lost if you die.
Yeah, seriously.
Derek's computer has got the two accounts, and Carly's is password free, and Derek's is password protected.
Yes. Smart man.
I wonder why.
So she doesn't find my porn.
Yep.
Because she doesn't go
people
nuts.
Farting into pudding and such.
Oh, God.
What?
That is so ghastly.
Oh,
wait,
no
what?
Pun intended,
I
actually.
Forgot about that until you just said that.
I didn't know about it until
I found a video
ago.
Online of some girl farting in pudding.
He found it.
What, you searching?
He Why? Found it. He avidly looked for it.
Hold on. And
it's got to be somewhere.
Girl plus farting plus warm pudding.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Weren't you the one who found the YouTube videos of the girl farting in her dog's face?
That was like a group thing.
Yeah,
we were just looking at dumb dog videos, and then there was one on the side. We're like, well, what the fuck is that? That was one of those situations.
It's not so bad.
But
there was a... Actually, I'll tell you exactly
it was
how
Girls
I found
Gone
it.
Gross, right?
It was one of them, but it was on, I think, somethingawful.com.
Mm-hmm.
They go to message boards and, like, rip them apart. And one of them was this one where they're obsessed with girls farting.
Oh, God.
And so they were showing posts and stuff like that and ripping it apart. Yeah. So I went there, and it's just ridiculous. Like, people, like, clips from movies where girls are farting, and guys are, like, jerking off to it.
Of course.
Of course,
I really do.
Me being, you know.
A pervert.
A farter. I thought it was hysterical. And this guy posted a video of a girl, and it's just her ass in a thing of pudding, and she would sit in it, wait, and it was like...
Bubbles are popping.
And then finally...
Stop. Why does it have to be pudding?
You're ruining pudding for me.
Finally, she had a nasty one, and a turd flew out.
Oh!
And it actually went... It was like... Thunk.
Fire one.
It was
that is
torpedo
so
one.
That is so sick.
As soon as you leave, I'm gonna try and find it.
Box three.
As soon as you leave, I'm just gonna take it out of my desktop.
Me and Pat watched that over and over,
and
just
Pat,
laughing.
And Pat ran home.
It was so funny.
Send it to me. Send it to
you
me.
Couldn't save it. It was like a streaming video. Yeah, like it wasn't. But it was funny.
Yeah.
I
will never watch it.
It's like that. What was that BrazilFart.com
yes.
or whatever? Remember that?
Fart Brazil
or whatever.
Yeah, the trailer for that.
Yeah,
I never saw that either.
The best part of that on that trailer is the one girl where her hair breezes past her because of the fart. It's like,
what?
It's so massive that her loose hair is like flat. It's like fraying in the wind.
They're like they're the trying fart. To eat the farts. Like they're like hum hum.
What?
It's just never saw it.
It's girl no, sitting in front it. Of another girl's ass and just farting into her face.
I have no
it's
idea.
So
what this
funny.
It's disturbingly. Oh
so you played it on an old show.
We played it.
Yeah.
Like a year ago.
Yeah, and that's when I heard it, and I never will. I'm like gross.
No, it's hysterical. Farts are funny.
All right.
I don't care where it's coming out of. Okay. Fucking Lola farts and I laugh every
and
time.
And it smells terrible.
It really does.
It's a savage dog.
I don't know how it comes out of her.
I don't know either.
She's a small dog. She's smaller than the average cat.
She's like the size of a head, not even.
Yeah, pretty much.
She's like she's got the weight of my fist.
But she smells. She has shit breath.
Some more gay religious crap.
Oh no. Yeah.
This time involving Muslims.
Damn it.
Apparently a woman went to Target and the cashier who was Muslim refused to swipe the bacon through the checkout scanner.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Can't do that.
That's so gay. Yeah, why be a cashier there?
Can't do it.
You know what's stupid, too? That Muslims they think pigs are the dirtiest animal on earth. Actually, they're extremely clean.
They are.
So that's just retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your whole mentality, like, what you base your religion around is dumb.
It's a common misconception.
Well, to be fair, who buys bacon at Target?
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
Well, true. But it's still there.
Regardless.
You know, the woman knows. Like, she should say, well, I'm Muslim. You know, like,
am I going to have to scan bacon?
You can usually spot a Muslim person. You know, they're usually wearing. She had like the traditional. You know,
we used to get this in Pizza Hut all the time. They would ask us to clean all the utensils before we cut the pizza.
The Hindu guys, remember, they would come in and only get like black olives, or no black olives, and like jalapenos or something.
Oh, and then they would ask for like you'd ring them up and then be like, "Can I have like two sides of jalapenos?" Oh.
Yeah,
for $1 a piece, you can.
Sure,
because that's how much a topping costs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. What a rip off.
These guys came in with a pile of fucking coupons, and they wanted to use every single one.
Mm-hmm.
And it says on each one, one per Another visit one, per customer.
Yeah.
So there was like four of them, and they they formed a line, and they each grabbed a coupon.
Yeah.
And they said, ring us up all separate.
Wow.
I sat there for...
hours.
20, 25 minutes, mm-hmm. ringing them up separately.
That's so...
They all got separate while their things. Pizza,
well, they ordered like four pies.
Yeah.
And they wanted each one rung up separately, and... Huh. By the time they got it was fucking cold.
And they all ate like one slice and brought it all home to their wives.
Oh my god.
And they're 77
AT&T kids. Used to order shit. And it was like, oh, fucking veggie lovers, no sauce, don't cut it, we'll cut it because it's like
no sauce.
I don't know. Like, they were just weird shit.
Faggot yuppie idiots.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I need a soy milk with it.
Pizza Hut should make that.
And, of course...
The faggot yuppie idiot pizza.
What, talking about pizza, I just saw on today, this morning before I went to work, some place in the city is selling an $1,000 pizza.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's like five different caviars
and stupid.
Shaved shaved lobster.
Guys, I'm going on a murderous rampage. I'll be back in a little bit.
Peace.
And it's like you can't buy it by the slice; you have to buy the pie. And the pies are like a little bit smaller than a medium pie at Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they're kind of like a personal.
Yeah, kinda. And it's like they bake the crust and then they put everything on top because they can't cook caviar. Yeah. It looked fucking nasty.
Yeah, because it is nasty.
It's like what the fuck?
Why would you do that?
And of course, some of the savages getting back to the Pizza Hut thing that worked there would take. The bacon, which was the nastiest, grossest, it was like pure fat, and rub it on all the utensils before they cut their pizza. And I, as the manager, sat back and watched.
And giggled like an idiot. Did nothing.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. I'm doing it anyway.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Craig's here with a TV wants to blow up. You're going to be out there? Okay,
wow.
See ya.
Yeah. Craig got a big screen TV we're going to crack open.
We'll cut it open with the utensils.
Craig would show up in the back of Pizza Hut with just dead animals on his truck.
I know.
He had a full deer.
Yep.
He didn't even kill it. He found it. And put it. He's like, oh, cool. Put it in his truck and came to Pizza Hut. So check it out.
Cool. Right. Awesome. Whoa.
I got a new hood ornament.
Yeah.
A head.
Antlers.
That would have been so
awesome. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Let's blow this up. You got any of that frying pan shit?
Oh, God. Start a fire. Inside the deer.
Oh.
Wow.
Savage.
Evil.
He cut it open like a tauntaun and hide inside.
Wear it on his head like it's a disguise.
I miss people that actually saw Star Wars.
What?
Sorry. Yeah,
we need to get another geek in here.
Jackass.
Yeah, but you're not funny.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
You could probably get a web monster Mike in on some of this stuff.
You fat douchebag.
You just have to wait 30 seconds before he responds.
Yeah. Tauntaun.
Oh.
What is that shirt you have?
It is.
Is
that the Cobra
symbol?
Oh, I thought so. Cobra. Established 1982?
Two?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cobra.
Yeah. Awesome.
Uh-huh. Cobra.
Great. Yeah, it's great.
Same the Battle of Star Wars versus Cobra. Who would win?
Wow.
Star Wars?
Dan,
they have lightsabers.
Unicron versus the Death Star.
Unicron versus the Death Star?
Unicron's a bit bigger, apparently.
That's Transformers anyway.
I know, but it doesn't matter.
Unicron would eat the shit out of it.
Eat the shit out of it, and he would.
And then he'd rape Darth Vader in the ass.
Wow.
He'd rake Darth Vader.
I said, you're an asshole. I said rape. You're such a cocksucker. You should listen, you fat fuck.
You fat fuck.
Wow.
Rake
Darth. You did say rake.
I did not. I said rape.
Did he say rake?
I don't know. I think he said rake. I don't know.
I'll have to play it back.
Rake dark beta.
Something like
dark beta.
Get a filter.
Get a what? A stupid filter?
Get a filter for his mic to make everything he says intelligible.
Swing and a miss.
That already happens. You don't need a filter for it. Everyone's got one built in.
Just kidding. Relax.
Anyway, Star Wars.
Dark data.
I don't know.
Yuck it up.
But go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I don't got nothing.
No, he was going to rape.
I'm done.
He was going to rape Garth Vader.
Oh, wow. We've already like spiraled out of control.
Luke, I'm your father, man.
I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
Who would rape Darth Vader? I missed
I don't know.
Who did you say?
Oh.
Unicron.
No, you, I thought Unicron would rape the Death
I'm
Star.
I'm pretty sure.
No, and then Darth Vader.
I'm pretty sure his lower third is almost all mechanical.
Sure.
So you'd have a hard time raping Darth Vader.
Wow. I hope so.
Pretty sure he lost all his legs on Mustafar.
Pretty, he lost his legs.
I'm pretty positive of that.
Yeah, but not the whole. He only lost up to like about his, above his kneecaps on both of his legs.
Oops. I don't know.
Go back, look at the movie.
Yeah, but
yeah, I think he still got balls.
I think one
an
was
asshole.
A stub. Hey, you know, he got burnt up.
I think he still can make a good hole.
I think his
hole.
Cock got burnt off.
Wow.
But I think Unicron can make a decent hole where his ass used to be.
I don't think that he'd be making any kind of hole because he's like several miles tall. I don't.
It'd be one good poke and ring him through like a spear, like a shish kebab.
I don't know where this is going.
Yeah, why are we still talking about this?
Maybe we should take a break.
I just wanted to throw
we've
out the Death Star versus Unicron thing because the judge over Star
control.
Wars was pointless. Anyway,
thank you.
Webmaster Mike says that the podcast cuts out when he goes into the chat. I don't know if that's just a localized problem or not.
I think that's his problem.
Uh oh.
Yeah, we're still connected. Who cares?
Okay, good.
Tough shit, Mike.
So, I think we should take a break.
Take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break and
regroup.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
Add it up, motherfuckers. It's the Aristocrats.
I'm not a chicken. You're a
turkey.
You're a turkey.
Add up what? Our total combined weight?
Ba-dam, wow. Bam. What would that be? A couple thou?
About 1,100 pounds.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's
really?
What you got figured. Metric system and everything.
It's like 1,000, probably 1,025 pounds, something like that.
Wow. Go ahead, Vaughn. You want to read
Sinbad
something?
Sinbad is dead.
No, he's not.
He's oh, dead. Wait. Yeah, oh. He's not. You're
I
right.
read it on the internet. He's well, not.
According to Wikipedia... as of Thursday, he was dead. And then a couple hours later,
that's funny.
They changed it.
I wish.
Some guy had to have like read that and been like, oh man, Sinbad's dead. That sucks. But never bothered to like follow it up.
Yeah.
So he's going to probably like live the rest of his life thinking Sinbad's dead. And then he's going to show up on some dumb show and be like, oh my God, I thought he was dead.
Well,
there's two Sinbads.
It looked like it spread pretty quickly on the internet that he died.
How can there be two Sinbads?
And it was changed immediately as soon as, like, I guess somebody told him.
Somebody told Sinbad, you're dead?
Yeah. Somebody, yeah, well.
Yeah, dude, you're dead.
He what is it? He's like 50 now.
Yeah, 50. Yeah. He just celebrated his 50th, I think, last year.
And he isn't doing anything. And then, like, in the, I don't know, in entertainment eye of us people, who really knew if he
the
was still alive?
The last thing that he did.
Jingle All the Way.
The last thing that he did was come out about Kramer. Michael Richards.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he actually get on that bandwagon?
He was the only person that they could get to come out and talk about it.
Was that like the next day?
Yeah, it was like the day of. He was on, I don't know, it was like Larry King or something. Yeah, seriously.
So Sinbad, I hear you're dead.
We're here with Sinbad tonight. Nobody cares.
The lowest rated show in history of Larry King.
And Wicked.
Really?
No, I don't know.
No, I can't. Larry King's pretty good. I mean, ratings wise.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but Sinbad was on. You just turn it on, and
it was probably the lowest. Yeah,
that's what I was getting to.
People actually destroyed their
TVs
when they saw that.
Egghead.
Sinbad and Larry King together
like,
at last.
But seriously, when you go online and you're looking up Wikipedia for anything, do you trust what's written on there?
No,
no,
not
actually,
always.
You go. I go and check another website.
Yeah, always double check your facts.
If there's no, if there's nothing clickable for a source right there, then. Don't believe it.
Wiki is now an official word, too.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah, really?
I guess Webster's just adopted it as an actual word.
Okay. That's terrible. They're just adopting anything.
Yeah.
But I guess they kind of have to.
Just adopt anything.
Well, if it becomes...
I think it's like social terminology. You know, they pick like one
word.
Yeah,
I guess
they pick
like
one word a year. Like,
I guess Google has to have a verbiage now. It can't just be, it actually was.
Yeah.
Now weren't they freaking out a couple months ago about that? People were just, because they were using Google so much, they were saying, oh, I'd Google it.
Yeah, Google that.
Yeah, and people were just getting, and Google was just getting a little weirded out
Yahoo was just crying.
Okay.
Well, Yahoo it doesn't really sound as good. No, go Yahoo it. What?
Stupid.
Google it.
Google it.
It rolls off the tongue.
I know people who use Yahoo to do searches, and they still say, I'll Google it.
Yeah,
I'm going to Google it, like www.yahoo.
It's like going to Burger King and asking for McNuggets.
Go Google it on Yahoo.
Oh, no, they have like these, you know, like most places are built
in. I'm going to make a search engine called Fuck, so people are just like, oh, go fuck it.
It'd be awesome.
A search engine farting in warm pudding. Just farting in warm pudding.
Searching for vile porn will just be called Derricking it.
I think they got it confused because, you know, Richard Jenny died this week, right?
Yeah. Did he?
Is that who died?
He did die.
So they confused a halfway decent comedian with a lower than the rung black comedian.
What? Is he black?
On the
what is he?
Whatever.
On the chat,
John,
I don't know what he is.
John from the Cousin Joe Show. Actually, I think it's Eric or something like that.
Yeah.
Wiki equals lies. That should be the definition.
Okay. Yeah, seriously.
Of Wiki. Mm-hmm. Lying internet source.
Lying.
I've found if you look at something like medical, usually it's like pretty good. Like mm-hmm. you tell somebody it's like
no,
actually
there's
like
plenty of stuff on it that's 100% accurate.
Oh yeah, but like
and that's always going.
It's
to be
usually well written
accurate.
Too.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
stuff is like constantly. Mm-hmm. I look at like a page and it's like bad grammar.
Yeah, no, like, then you can't. You can't get what happened.
I think the dog like
no.
She wikied on the floor.
She wikied on the floor. Well, how can you?
Oh, it fucking stinks.
Spot, you son of a bitch.
Like.
I'm
ever
too
since
far
he
oh, it's getting worse.
Ever since he brought to our attention that his dog shit on the kitchen floor, it fucking smells.
I hate this dog.
Can we tell? Can can we give a description of how it smells?
Son of a bitch,
because I can't smell.
Can
it.
We get? I can give a description of how it smells. It smells like dog shit. That's what it smells like.
All right.
That plus crap.
That plus human feces.
You ever walk into someone's house and you smell? Is that dog shit?
Ah.
And it is dog shit.
You ever go to Derek's house and you're doing a podcast and a dog shits?
It smells
like shit.
That. Plus crap.
No.
Christ.
But, like, seriously, how can they confuse Richard Jenny, Sinbad?
That's just a bad joke. You know, somebody starts a bad joke. I wish Sinbad would die.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, out of the two of them, I'd rather had Sinbad die from, like, unexcused, you know, incidences than Richard Jenny.
Sinbad, who's, like, basically never done anything to anyone.
I thought you were talking about a sailor.
He's done shitty films. That's
I just
all.
Hate him. He's just annoying and not funny to me.
No, he isn't funny, but he's like the Dave Coulier of kind of black people.
Kind of black.
Of slightly.
Somewhat.
I want to know if what Mike said was true.
What was that?
I don't know if he's just pulling our chain. The most searched word on Google is Yahoo.
Is it?
That's something that might
because
be
like people type it in the address bar instead of typing in the address bar they type it in the search.
Yeah,
that's it.
That or some lame ass like celebrity twat.
Wow,
what?
Where are you going with this?
Some lame ass celebrity twat
like Britney Spears or Paris Hilton or some shit like that.
I don't even think they use the internet, quite honestly.
No, not them. But
no. He means like being searched.
Dumb hicks, dumb asses like myself, searching those.
No,
things
you
got to
think along the lines of, like. Going out and like buying milk or eggs, like what would people buy most commonly? What would people search for most commonly?
Mm,
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
How many people go out
porn.
And buy Playboy every day?
I don't get that. I never got understood why people buy Playboy. It's so fucking lame.
I guess okay. Screw
it
magazine.
Is.
Yeah, all right.
Screw, yeah.
Good
or
clean
Penthouse.
Smut.
Well, Hustler, for God's sakes.
Penthouse, baby, all the way.
Penthouse back in like a couple years ago when they were doing
jugs.
Ridiculousness.
I remember like the exhilaration of like finding like you know like the more filthy porno mag.
God, forget about it.
Like my dad would have one or like your friends would like you know show up with
you're
them.
Like swank. What the hell is this? Oh my God.
I know. And it's like
is she peeing?
Her bush goes down to her kneecaps.
Wow.
You know,
it's just hardcore penetration the whole damn mag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Like, what is this shit? I want to see the dick going in.
Stick it in your dumper.
Wait, where's it going?
Oh, whatever selected orifice of the fold-out.
First time I saw porn was like when I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
Right, a friend of mine, he was going through his father's drawers and found a porn. So let's watch this.
Whoa, wait a second.
Drawers?
You know. You're an asshole. You know what I mean.
Yeah, my underwear.
His BBDs.
You know, all right.
His dresser drawers, all right?
Jackass?
Okay.
Yeah.
We know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he's rifling through shit. He finds a tape. No cover, no nothing. So we go, we should check this out. There's like five or six of us just sitting there in the living room. Like his mother's like you know, going out. He's in the front yard, like, gardening. And he's like, oh, let's check this out. And it's just, like, the worst, like, hardcore thing I've ever seen. And we're like, what the fuck? How does, like, we're just completely all amazed. Like, how does that work? Huh? Like, completely confused. Like,
I'm very confused right now. I don't know what's going on.
I love porn now. But, okay, yeah, right. Like, when I was a kid, I first, like, discovered it. It was, like, weird.
It was weirdly odd.
It was a little weird. I was, now. You know, because I've. Had like a sheltered life, I guess.
Speaking of drawers, there's some I saw a commercial for some cooking show with some old lady, and she has a sort of southern accent, and she says, oh, there's all kinds of gadgets in my drawers.
She's got like old white hair.
Yeah,
Paula
yeah,
Dean,
is that it?
Yeah,
there's all kinds of gadgets in my drawers.
That's disgusting.
Rachel Ray, I'd put some gadgets
okay.
in my drawers.
Yeah. Put some fucking tape over her mouth first.
Yeah, well, okay. I wouldn't mind her talking all fancy with that nice voice of hers.
All fancy.
With that nice voice of hers.
Saying how she wants me to stick it in her dumper.
Yeah.
In 30 minutes or less.
Yeah, you gotta mince it. Oh, you gotta pat it.
Oh, I'll pat it.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What you got there, Steve?
Well, more anti-Semitic stuff.
I love
What's
it.
What's that?
Jews, I mean, complaining more and more again.
What are they complaining about this time?
What are we complaining about?
A South Korean publisher agreed Thursday. No. South Korea.
They're like, not selling anything with pork in it?
Do Jews even consider South Korea? Like,
no.
I don't picture a Jew caring.
There isn't a single Jew living in South Korea, number one.
To withdraw a best-selling children's book from stores after meeting with a prominent anti-Semitism watchdog group. That accused the author of spreading messages of echoing Nazi propaganda.
Really?
What's the book? Alice in Wonderland?
It's called Far Countries, Near Countries. And it purports to teach children about the world and sold 10 million copies. It has a chapter claiming Jews were the driving force for the hatred that led to September 11th, which is actually true.
It's actually highly accurate.
There's actually nothing anti-Semitic about that. That's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they attacked America, because we support Israel.
Yeah, goose stepping back and forth.
No. This is just a fact.
Yeah,
this is exactly why.
Yeah.
No, Vaughn. No.
No.
Well, then it goes to say that they exert control over all U.S. media, which actually is a fact too.
it's undisputable.
It also
it's absolutely undisputable. The only thing that they're angry about is that it's true.
Wow.
They found out about our little ruse. we're gonna have to hide our gold deeper in the earth.
Our Rosenbergs.
And they prevent Korean Americans from succeeding in the United States.
Well,
hey, the dry cleaning business ain't bad, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
That I don't know, that's a far stretch. The 9/11 thing, controlling the media, you know, all right, that's one thing, but you know, I don't see them stepping on the
a rabbi dry confronted cleaning. The author and compared the publication to the Nazi magazine Der Stürmer.
Why?
He said it's similarities to caricatures in the books.
Okay.
It's just gay.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So two out of three things they complain about, two of them are true. So yeah, you struck out.
Two out of three ain't bad.
And that's that.
Wow.
So yeah, pretty gay.
That
yeah,
is
that kind of stuff just gets me angry.
I'm offending Derek's
kind of
6.25%. Yeah. But
I noticed how Derek didn't say a word during that
because he's a little busy right now.
I didn't say a word during that either because he's so fucking retarded.
Yeah, no, it's just
you know,
it bothers me because there's no reason to complain about it. There's nothing to do with them. There's absolutely nothing to do with them. They're literally sticking their nose where it doesn't belong.
And what a nose it is.
Yeah,
guys, come on.
Anyway.
Oh, you're back?
Let's get off this shit.
Yeah, well, you know, they do control the media.
Okay.
They can shut us down at any time.
Well, well,
that's why he's controlling this podcast.
I was just about to say that. Mm-hmm. You son of a bitch.
He's the Howard Stern over here.
Hey, but he don't have a hubby nose.
He's the king of all podcasts.
Wow.
Yeah, damn hook nose, man.
The king of all mediocre.
Where's Carly? Post that on her page, dude.
King of all mediocre. That's me.
Yep.
Definitely.
So anyway.
No, we're pretty much done with the news. There's nothing.
Are we? There's nothing else?
Nothing really.
Hoo-hoo, Vaughn, got any news?
Oh, Vaughn's holding something up.
I don't know, we went through it all. It sucks.
There was nothing in the news today.
Well, there's some things.
The only thing I was interested in was a kid getting stabbed and the dog's head in the box.
The box
and
one.
Steve almost started crying.
That upsets
he's a dog
me.
Lover.
He won't talk
that
about
upsets,
the dog
I'm
one.
I'm an animal lover. I cannot stand cruelty to animals.
Steve has to leave the room right now.
Don't read it. Don't even start. Okay, there's nothing funny about it. I can't even make a joke out of it.
Well, maybe.
Now, that's funny. See a little 10-year-old getting stabbed in the back?
11-month
okay.
old.
Go
it's
for
not
it.
10, 11-month old, dude.
That's what I meant.
That's what I meant. Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Why did he stab him?
Just because he's an alcoholic, drug
is his
addict.
Name Violent J?
The kid wasn't 700 pounds.
Old ladies, little kids, I don't give a fuck. I stab children. Throw him out of my car.
Push him out as I'm rolling down the street.
Thought it was a piece of fried chicken, but I turned
up
that
to
it was
the
my
handle.
Kid.
Yeah, and the kid's alive. I don't understand.
So what? Wait, what happened? Go. Go for it.
He was just driving with the 11-month-old and mm-hmm. his 5-year-old kid, and just doesn't really specify. He just stabbed him in the back and pushed him out the door. Like, yeah,
fucking beat it. Isn't pushing an 11-month-old out the door enough? Do you really have to stab him?
Stab him to the point where it was to the handle.
Yeah, like the hilt was in his back.
It was like it was coming out the other side.
Yeah, like a skewer.
What kind of knife? I mean, it's not like a Jesus.
How much crying does this kid had to do to get his father to stab him in the back?
Why is his father carrying around kitchen knives in the car?
Like I said, he thought it was a piece of fried chicken and realized it was kid throughout
whoa,
the
world. Whoa, come on.
Oh, that's too low.
Whoa.
Oh, that's low.
Was it, was the blacks name? Control the media. Come on. Go ahead.
Chappelle Show on every channel. Followed by the Jeffersons.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be too bad.
Sanford
actually.
And Son? Nice.
Nice, yes.
All right, top 10 black TV shows.
Oh, easy. What's Happening?
Okay.
Jeffersons.
Mm-hmm.
Good Times.
Mm-hmm. What year are we in now?
Well, yeah.
79.
This is still the 70s.
Sanford and Son?
Sanford and Son.
When was the last good black show?
Amen.
227.
227?
Martin. Martin.
Martin was good.
Martin?
Martin was funny.
Yes.
Living Color? Would that be
in Living Color's
first couple years of In Living Color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the Wayans gave up on the show and let everybody pretty much take over, just completely
well,
went
that's
to shit.
Definitely the best show parodying black people, like, constantly.
Yeah.
Like, just races, but, like, blacks in general.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What else? What else is there?
I know Steve used to watch a lot of them.
Yeah, I did, actually, because sometimes it was funny. Sometimes.
Anything with Cedric the Entertainer is just gold.
No. Fucking hate him. He sucks so bad.
Oh,
Steve Harvey.
What about Bernie Mac?
He's kind of funny.
Yeah.
When he's on his when he was on doing that TV show was
yeah, it's pretty
shit.
Good. Sometimes
shit.
It's pretty good.
It was shit.
How about what was it? Family Matters.
Family Matters was like
what, Urkel.
It was like a kind of.
It was like Black Full House.
Yeah. Exactly what it was.
It was the same campy shit.
Kimmy Gibbler was Urkel.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
hotter.
Same formula.
Urkel was hotter than Kimmy Gibbler.
Wow. What the fuck?
Wow.
I hope she's doing porn now.
She's pretty ugly.
Yeah. Well, just,
she could be doing like the hardcore porn.
Different Strokes I used to watch that. It's kind of a black show.
Could you imagine Kimmy Gibbler and Screech doing porn? Like, what?
Bob A. from the CK show, I guess the Conte and Kenny show, says cops.
That's good. Yeah.
I was looking for a show like that the whole time.
America's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
It's funny because they commit crimes.
Whoops.
It's funny because it's true.
Aristocrats.
We got like 3 different shows.
Yeah, but,
Strictly wrestling, strictly racist, and this show.
Yeah, but at least we make fun of Christianity.
Oh, yeah, nothing safe.
Well, that's in the main show.
White people are gay, too.
That's true.
White people.
I'll go on the record. White people are just as gay as anybody else.
It's true.
Actually, probably honkies. Gayer.
I wish I could shoot all you white motherfuckers.
Oh, cool.
Vaughn turned black.
Well, he's a communist.
You all hunky bastards. Fucking cocksucking pricks.
All right, never let him do that again.
Fucking white.
Huh?
Vaughn is beyond white.
Yeah.
He's got a whiter Celtic cross cream. On his arm.
His name is Vaughn, for Christ's sakes.
Vaughn.
Oh, yeah, that's so white.
It is.
Yeah.
Ain't like Derek or Matt.
Well, Derek's a black name.
Matt is Hebrew.
Who's the last white Derek you saw?
Who's the last black Derek you saw? Yeah.
Who's the last Derek you saw?
Derek Jeter is half black.
Yeah.
He's half mud.
Spelled
I don't know
spelled differently, though.
Derek Jeter. Sure. I don't even know what he looks like. I don't know.
He's mulatto.
What are you talking about?
He's mulatto. See?
Oh, yeah. He's quarter. Yeah.
I don't know. What is he?
He's Spanish and black, I think.
He's like a magpie.
I'm pretty sure.
Thanks.
I'm pretty sure.
He's a what?
Never mind. Go.
I don't
He's a magpie? Is that what you said?
Yes.
What is that?
I just try to get things out while you're not listening.
No, we're always listening. That's the problem. Nothing gets by us when you say it. We pick it apart. But what is a magpie?
It's some kind of food, isn't it?
No, I mean, like, why did you say it?
Something Steve's poor ass had to eat.
Poe.
That the ants were carrying away. I had to dive with it. No!
You're all malnourished. You can't even fight them. You're like, fuck!
They're stinging me. And I can't.
Red
go.
Ants. Why don't we, while we're here at this junction, because we have nothing.
Nice word, Vaughn.
That was actually. That's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we talk about the return of one of the best wrestlers in the area?
Oh, shit. I mean.
Oh, shit is right.
Shock.
That's what he is.
Why don't we talk about that man? Who I've seen before and after pictures of the last last so many years. He's gained a little weight.
Yeah, if you go to aristocratsradio.com/board, B-O-A-R-D, mm-hmm. We have a thread there, wrestlers before and after, which we still haven't talked about fucking Fatty Son.
We'll get to her tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We'll get to her.
Let's talk about Saturday night and the return of Shock.
Shock's put on a little bit of weight and a little bit of muscle.
And a little bit of
head. Uh-oh.
With the fist pump. That was in perfect sync with a fist pump.
And he's going to smell as bad as a dog in about two seconds.
Oh, my God.
If he doesn't move his leg.
Shock made his return, I heard.
Our intro should just be all of us, like, all our different farts.
With Derek. Matt. Steve. And Vaughn.
Andy.
Andy.
But, yeah.
In the town of Sewell. That's how you pronounce it.
Is it pronounced Sewell? I call it Sewell.
Yeah, that's what
Sewell?
I said, too.
Mm-hmm. Sewell?
Having been in that area this week, past
Was it in someone's refrigerator?
It's like a post-apocalyptic town. What the fuck?
It is.
Yeah.
It's like another world down there. It's ridiculous.
Was this like a basement of some church?
It was actually in a gym.
Oh, in a gym.
You know how a gymnasium has that little off-side indoor basketball sort of... Not like a basketball court.
The half court type of thing?
Yeah, no, it's...
The little practice gym?
Yeah, it's not parquet. It's just like tile floor, but there's basketball hoops that can like retract from the ceiling.
No one's used it since 1956?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. And they have that like the net that separates the little area from the side. You know those like play ball sports? I don't know if you've ever been to those things. I think the place can hold about 500 people, so it's
and
not...
And how many showed?
About 250, I think. It wasn't... It's not great, but, you know, for the first show of the year for, you know, a little company like that, it's not bad.
I think it's decent.
It's actually...
It's pretty
damn
good, actually.
It's a wrestling school during the week, and they just take apart the ring and then move it to the bigger section when they run shows. The wrestling school part is actually... It's got... basically 25 to maybe 30 of those old school funky colored posters for the shows going all the way back to like the 80s, maybe the I mean really old stuff, and then there's just pictures of wrestlers all over the place. It's very nice, very like homey kind of. It's it seems like a good
there's
place,
no homicidal bums teaching the kids, huh?
psychotic bum.
No Iron Mike. Actually, I talked to the promoter a little bit about Iron Mike. He knew him back in the day. And he just asked me if I knew how he was doing. I heard that he was pretty much dead, but...
Wow.
No, Iron Mike is...
good as dead.
Actually, the most recent word is that he's doing all right.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah, that's not
He hasn't
bad.
Been mauled by
God
Big
bless.
Foot yet.
God bless.
Because he's a good guy.
He chopped the Grim Reaper. Don't ring the bell yet.
Not yet.
I didn't tap yet, you jerk.
Only dropped twice, ref. Only dropped twice. Shit.
But, I haven't done an Iron Mike impression on this show in a while.
Iron Mike.
All right, so...
What?
The match you were involved in is called...
A Fattle Royale.
A Fattle Royale. Yes. A Cattle Royale, basically.
a Battle Royale. Usually these are used to reintroduce people or just to let people out to stray.
It's kind of... Not to reintroduce people as much as to bring in the new talent.
Yeah.
And chop the shit out of them.
And chop the fuck out of them.
I made that mistake. Anybody here never done a battle royal?
I did.
Me? Fresh meat.
They could have basically said, anyone ever not taken a chop on a show before?
Yeah.
Me.
I didn't get that many, though. I avoided a lot of them. Like the plague.
Yeah. I chopped the newest guy. I gave him his first chop in wrestling.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I really chopped him bad.
I want to do a wrestling match again.
You do?
Yeah. I don't think I could do it.
Clear up the diabetes first. And then,
yeah, well, once I get these two toes off, I'm fucking in. Get some new wrestling boots, a little thinner up the top. So I get
and all this twitching and numbness, snug. It's really fucking you up.
Once my left arm stops tingling, I'm going to start working out.
Del Dave is ready to finish him. He slipped him the insulin. Oh, no.
He's bringing back the heart attack clothesline. Oh, my God.
I was just about to say, like, how long has your arm been twitching?
What?
I wasn't, like, kidding. Because
you've been, like, having a heart attack for, like, a month now.
I do get little pains in my finger, though.
That's not good.
In the joint.
That's not good.
That could be something else.
Yeah, it's like...
It could just be the manual labor thing.
It's like a little uncomfortable kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Too tight on the rod when you're pulling it.
Okay.
That's really no, my right hand. It's my left.
You're rowdy roddy.
You're rowdy righty. But, yeah, so that was fun.
Yeah, how long did you last? What number were you when you
got it? It wasn't a Royal Rumble. We just... Everybody gets announced as they come down. Like the girl was just announcing the names as everybody's walking down to the ring. So it wasn't like a Royal Rumble.
Oh, the old school way. Everybody in just goes nuts.
Yeah, Battle Royal.
Seen one of those in a long time. Shut up!
Well, there is a difference.
No, there's a difference.
Most people wouldn't know.
Terminological difference.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So how long did you last?
Cool. Only a few minutes. The thing itself was only a few minutes.
Yeah.
But it was interesting.
It's like the gimmick Battle Royal they had.
Yeah.
That we were talking about.
What a disaster.
It was, the Battle Royal was shorter than
getting everyone
entrances.
In the ring. Yeah.
Was that the one with all the old school guys?
Yeah.
Like a couple, like last year,
WrestleMania.
The year
and it got to a point where a guy would be 20. Halfway, and then they'd announce the other guy, and there'd be like two of them walking down.
Yeah, back to back. Yeah. Up.
It was
That's terrible.
Very
the
funny.
Sheik won that, right?
Yeah, Sheik
wearing,
won it.
Didn't he have like American tights on?
No.
Is he like USA Sheik?
I don't think so.
I think he was just wearing sweatpants. They probably had it like Sharpie on the side.
And then Slaughter came in and jumped him after the match.
Did he?
Yeah, and then they kind of...
I don't remember that.
Sergeant Slaughter, like, they put him over.
Oh, okay. The hero.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He came back.
G.I. Joe is.
Yeah. It's like out of nowhere, they're all wrestling, and then like 20 guys just like fall out of the ring. And there's two left. They're so stupid.
Like
they didn't even announce it. Like, they're showing people, like... The cameraman can't keep up.
There's an earthquake in the ring. Everyone fell out.
All of a sudden, 20 people broke their hips and they fell.
Like, right? They cut to Doink falling out of the ring, and they come back, and there's like three other guys that are gone. You even see him go over.
That's terrible.
Because they're so
Brother Love wrestled.
Really?
Yeah. As wow. Brother Love, or
yeah,
as
Brother Love?
He was wearing the Brother Love gimmick.
He was in Brother Love gimmick with the tie and everything. Jim Cornette was in there.
Oh my god!
With a tie and everything.
Wow.
Oh and they my yeah god. They chucked them over the gobbledygooker.
Oh,
ridiculous.
No way.
Oh, are you
I don't even
fucking
I must have not seen this then. I remember it.
Yeah.
I might only saw clips.
And they had Bobby Heenan and Mean Gene.
Mean Gene, that's right.
We got to see if we can find this.
I have it. I can play it, but I don't want to.
No, not on the show. Yeah. We got to play it like.
Well, I
yeah,
watch
we'll
it
watch it afterwards or whatever. But it was very funny to see everybody.
Awful.
And the biggest Bob Backlund and Doink got like the biggest like what would you call it?
Applause?
Pop. Thank you.
Pop.
Anti-pop 99. I am the anti-pop. Mm-hmm. And some guys lost on his way to the bathroom.
Oh, the bathroom is that ring over there? I'll get in.
Laughing at Michael Shaw because someone switched his music. Oops.
Oh, yeah. Those were the days.
Fun.
To be 200 pounds again.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't you make a little post?
What's that?
After that evening?
What happened?
I was looking online on the good old MySpace. Didn't you make a little bulletin post about that?
When was that?
Like Saturday night, like at God knows what hour.
About what though?
About
your show?
You? About your show?
Oh yeah. What is it?
In the need of
my return. Yeah.
In the need of I don't know, losing some of that weight. You have?
Yeah. So I can move around a little quicker in there.
Because seriously, do you want to actually do this like again? Because you haven't wrestled in how long?
It was almost 2 years.
Yeah.
I got in. It felt like I never left.
Yeah.
It was just a little weird to be around guys I don't know.
Even though
what
you
happened.
They were talking about chops in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
And Bob from the CK show asked, what's a chop? And Web Monster Mike said, hitting someone in the chest, ba ba ba. And he said Iron Mike Sharp could chop a car and dent its body.
And he could.
Probably did.
And he said, did he ever want to have a WWF title match? And the answer is definitely, I would say, no. he was what we call a jobber. He was the jobber.
He is the most famous jobber
the king.
Of all.
He's the only jobber I ever remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of them, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, because you probably worked with most of them. Hey, did you see me? Yeah, I saw you.
Uh-huh. So, who, Dale Wolf? What?
Dwayne Gill, who?
So is this the official return? Are you actually going to do another match
yeah,
in the next
I got two more shows
18
coming
months?
Up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sure. April 21st and April 28th.
And what are they matches or are they another?
Well, the 21st, I'll probably just do another Battle Royal, see again. It's not easy to just jump back into another match.
Yeah.
But, so that's the 21st, and that's back in Sewell. Sewell, New Jersey.
I think it's North Korea. I think it's time for Del Davis to make his return to the squared circle.
You want
to
come with me?
Talking about jobbers, weren't you doing a gig this weekend too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about jobbers here. Yeah. You want to talk about that?
Good one, Vaughn.
Yeah. I try.
At least I got paid.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Oh, you didn't.
Anyway, back to my wrestling.
I thought he was done because he's done. He's like, yeah.
My other show on the 28th is going to be in Nanticoke, Pennsylvania.
Who? Where?
Who ever heard of Saskatoon?
Fucking
who
back?
Ever heard of Shock?
It's going to be in a timeshare.
It's near
Poconos.
The Poconos.
Basically.
Yeah, it's near the Poconos. It's actually a pretty big building. Yeah. And I'll be doing a tag match.
Ooh.
With
who?
Hyena.
It's okay, never mind.
Does he laugh a lot?
No, but he always wins.
That's good. Does he run the shows?
No.
Oh.
He just sells the most tickets.
Yeah.
Well, expose the business. Oh,
oopsie-daisy.
Wrestling's fake.
K-fade.
Hey, guys, wrestling's fake. Did you know that?
No.
It is not.
But, yeah. So, that'll be pretty cool.
That's good.
Okay,
speaking about jobbers.
Anybody die except for Almost Sinbad and Richard Jenny?
Richard Jenny's dead.
Yeah, I'm disappointed nobody, like...
Yeah, nobody. Grim Reaper's really... He took the week off.
He did, yeah.
Spring break, you know?
Yeah.
Why? Are we looking for wrestlers that are dead?
No, anybody.
Anybody. I don't care.
I don't think so.
Anybody famous.
Watch this. And tomorrow
we'll... When I heard
seriously,
about
yeah.
Richard Jenny, was it you that brought it up at the Dublin House on Monday?
Yes. You were like, huh?
He shot himself and died later. To hear that someone shot themselves and then died later in a hospital.
Pretty terrible.
Just the fact that you have to live with half your face for any period of time is just awful.
Can't even imagine.
Oh.
Very surprising to hear. Because he's not like somebody you hear in the news a lot.
He was like the last person you would suspect to.
Yeah.
I had somebody that was going to die. Oh, I think little Richard's going to kick it soon.
You think so?
No way. No way.
Dude, the guy's like, he has to be like 80.
Yeah, but he's like insane. Have you seen that guy? Is it a Geico commercial?
Yeah. Yes.
That one? Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, but did you see the look in his eye? He's
like
completely
a mummy.
Gone.
He looks like a mummy.
He does. I think he is dead.
Mm-hmm. It's like a robot. Seriously, yeah.
Yeah, I think Jim Henson just shoved some wires up there. And
Jim Henson.
Jim Henson's very dead, too. So. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
that company. That company's owned by Disney now.
Is it really?
So dead Jim Henson is like marionetting little Richard.
Dead because, Jim Henson.
What is it? When Henson died, he gave it all up to his kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his kids fouled it
instantly
up.
Instantly sold it.
Yeah.
No. They did it for a couple years, but they did like shitty movies, like was it?
Oh, the
Muppet Treasure Island and all these other shitty like specials. They did one special where
space one, whatever.
The space
Muppets
one.
From space. Yeah. I remember that. I actually like that one.
They did a Christmas special like the year after he died, and his son was doing the voice of Kermit. And
oh,
all
it's
the
awful.
Characters.
Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, and it was so bad.
Oh, Kermit the Frog.
And everything they put out just tanked.
Yo,
so,
what's up? This is Kermit the Frog. What's up?
Jim Henson's adopted black son.
What's up, niggas?
So
yo, where that piggy at?
Yeah, I'll fuck so that pig because I already do.
I think it was the remake, the make back some of the money they lost with their endeavors with the movies and everything.
Everything.
They sold it all to Disney.
That's probably better off.
Great.
Yeah, a little more.
But the good thing is that Disney actually still uses it, you know, uses the company. They're not just buying it and just pumping the shit of all the movies and the television shows, the specials. Well, they are pumping that stuff out on DVD, but at least they're not, you know, playing it to death like they do with the Mickey Mouse crap.
Oh, God.
They're constantly reissuing DVDs constantly, the same shit with different box covers, just so the parents will have to buy them for the kids.
Well, now they're finally releasing the seasons of The Muppet Show on DVD.
They only released one. Well, that was like
I'm assuming
years.
They're going to.
That was 2 years ago.
Soon. Well, people got to start buying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a really fun, I mean, funny show.
It was, but I hated the musical numbers. Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't like musical numbers.
How
shows.
Could you not like Elton John singing Benny and the Jets with the Muppets?
I mean, it's
Benny!
I mean, they've released like 3 seasons of the Super Mario Super Show.
I know.
I can't believe that there were 3 seasons.
One season right? of the Muppet Show.
How'd that last longer?
I don't know.
One season.
That was on for a while, actually. I can't believe
it. I watched several seasons of it.
Yeah, much to my delight.
That was like
horrendous.
Third grade.
Matt was Mario and I was
third
Luigi.
Grade. Oh, yeah.
It was perfect. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting, too.
I'm just not Italian.
Yeah, I had a video with the Roddy Piper episode.
Yes.
With him and
where
the
they
bagpipes?
Had to fix his bagpipes.
Because he's playing an
it
MSG.
Made, why?
He's playing the national anthem at MSG, and they replace it with a vacuum.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
Certain
that's
things
terrible.
That I like that I look at now.
That
like,
big, scary wrestler, Roddy Piper's coming!
Certain things that I look at now that I liked as a kid, I can't understand.
Right?
Like, what is it? Like, Thundercats.
What about it?
Thundercats are awesome.
Have you watched it now?
Well, I can't watch any of that shit.
What do you mean, watch it now?
Like, the DVDs that are coming out. Have you actually sat there and watched it again?
No, I remember the series.
Like, the only show I remember and I still have a great like love for is Voltron. And I can still watch them and be like, all right, I can believe this.
See,
I don't even know what that is.
See, I can't watch
Voltron. Or Transformers is another show I can
Transformers
sit there and watch.
Voltron
it was actually decent.
Is what Power Rangers ripped off.
Yeah.
That's what Voltron is.
It was the 5 lions that assemble into the big robot.
Which is just all it is just a hacked up Japanese cartoon.
Yeah. Voltron's terrible.
Yeah.
It's this.
Like, the story makes no sense, but
Matt just shuddered.
Yeah,
the story,
I used
story
to watch
no
it.
Sense,
oh, yeah. No, I know. You can't make any sense.
How about this one? I used to like the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a skeleton in my closet.
Wait, they had cartoons for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they had, like, books and
the
shit.
The books, I remember.
I had the books and
remember the Wuzzles?
Figures.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Fucking I had
Wuzzles.
A couple. They were, like, half, like, there was, like, a half lion, half bumblebee. Ugh. And like, what was that?
I loved that thing.
Yeah, I had that half elephant. What was the elephant? Elephant and what? Like a bird. I think it had wings or something.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
like
yeah.
A bird.
Fucking headphones are coming off here.
Oh no! No, feel free to fix them.
I'm right.
yes,
the
yeah,
Wuzzles.
Those things were fucking. I used to watch that.
Bizarre.
Oh my god! It just came in my head.
Oh no!
What's the fucking
This isn't.
It
good.
Was like the Caboose Club or something.
Yep. Oh my god!
What was it? What was that? It just popped in my head out of nowhere.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I can't remember.
They would, like, hang out in a caboose.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up later.
Go online.
That's terrible.
But anyway.
Or like the, was it Tales from the Crypt, the cartoon show? You ever seen that?
Oh, fuck
what
that.
What a piece of shit.
Fuck that.
How could you make that into
that
a cartoon?
And the worst thing is they did that for a couple seasons, and then they created like a game show around it, didn't
Tales
they?
Tales from the Crap.
That's terrible.
They did like a game show with kids, like, and the Crypt Keeper was the host, and they'd show them on like a video screen.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
It was the cartoon version. They never showed the old puppet. I was like, huh?
The puppet was scary.
Tales from this the Piece of Shit.
That show is great.
Oh, it is. So, it's so twisted. And
no. What was the name we were trying to think of?
The Caboose thing?
Caboose thing?
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I cannot remember it.
Like a friend of mine bought all those box sets. He's been buying all the box sets.
It's not
for
like
the,
Shining Time Station, is it?
No.
Shit.
For Thundercats, and we sat there like one afternoon and watched like a couple episodes, and he was completely...
Sword of Omens, give me sight, beyond sight.
Because he hasn't watched them. He's just been buying them, and they've been piling up like an idiot. I don't know what the hell he's been doing with his time. Mm-hmm. And we sat there and watched the first, like, 10 episodes, and he's just like, I have all this to watch, and this is so...
It's the same thing.
Like, how the fuck did I deal with this when I was a kid?
Mumra and Pumra.
Like, it was so badly dubbed and so badly put together. It's like they spent all the money on the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
Slythe. Jackalman, the Jewish jackal.
Yeah.
Mike brought up something that's very dear to my heart.
Really?
You know what they won't be releasing is Song of the South.
I don't know.
The horribly racist Disney cartoon. You never saw it?
Yes.
No. Never heard of it.
With like Uncle fucking Anus or something.
It isn't it like a... Like
it was
a
with the Brer Rabbit and Brer Bear.
Oh.
Yes.
Where they tar him up and they call him a tar baby and stuff like that.
Well,
like,
they did release those propaganda ones.
Yeah,
the military ones. You never know.
Hmm.
I hope they do, because I remember seeing Song of the South when I was very, very little, and I always wanted to see it again. I never could.
Did you ever see the Cinderella one? Was it Snow? Is it Snow or Cinderella? Where they do it as a black? They do it all in black characters.
What?
I think it's a Walt Disney. It's a Walt Disney one.
Why did they have
not
do
Disney?
That?
It's a Warner Brothers one. Well, it was done just out of like it's all black actors doing the voices and everything, but they're over the top black characters, like over the top black stereotypes.
Lord,
yeah.
I lost my shoe.
Instead of a glass slipper, it's like a pair of Timberlands.
you won't see the Amy and Andy
weave.
Like I've never been able to find the Amos and Andy stuff that they did back in the 1920s and
the 1900s.
The aughts.
The 1902s.
Or any Andy. Of that, or any of the Al Jolson films that he was, you know, that
can't find
produced.
Them anywhere. Not even boot.
I haven't been able to. No, I've been able to find them on tape, but I mean like released on DVD. I've never seen a company actually have the balls to release those.
Yeah, I don't think they really.
And those are strictly events, like hardcore.
Yeah. Well, what can you do? It's the way things are.
Oh, this was interesting.
What's
that?
What?
Best Buy, they're rethinking the time clock. Okay. They basically have a policy now where
clock in when you want.
Clock in whenever you want, whenever you feel like working.
Because that's
the whole
work.
System, but apparently it is.
Please tell me how.
Workers arrange their schedules with the boss in advance, but under a program called ROW, for results-only work environment, the boss has no say in scheduling and can judge employees only on tasks successfully completed, even if none were done in the office. The five-year-old plan now covers 60% of the employment at Best Buy's corporate headquarters near Minneapolis.
So it's been going for 5 years in Minneapolis.
Yeah, so these people, and they're saying that the morale is up and productivity is up, and the company is actually doing well.
Have you been? Have you been to the one near us?
Near us, yeah. Well, they don't do that there.
Oh my god!
It's a bunch full of hot girls, though.
Fucking cashiers are the most.
Yeah, with cankles for some reason.
I've seen
like a hot girl, and she walks down, and she's got cankles.
Big old.
I've never seen that.
I'm not looking down there, but
oh, I do.
That's the first thing he checks out.
What's up, cankles?
What'd you say?
Cankles.
They always fucking offer you magazines, too.
Yeah, I don't want
that. I did
shit.
That once.
Or the
and
card.
I ended up having to pay for them all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, fuck that.
Oh, you actually said yes? You weren't paying attention?
Like, when it first opened, they were like, oh, you get a free subscription. I'm like, really? So I got, like, Entertainment Weekly. Mm-hmm. And they sent me a thing saying, like, if you want to renew your subscription, fill this out. So I just threw it away. But apparently, if I didn't send it back, that means I wanted them.
Oh.
So they kept sending them. I'm like, I'm still getting these.
It's like
then they sent me a bill for, like, all of them.
It's like with that credit card in your mom when she threw it out.
Yeah.
You just activated on it?
Yeah, you just figure like, oh, I just won't fill it out and throw it away.
Because that's logical.
You have to fill it out and say no.
Right, no.
And send it to them. Otherwise, they'll assume you want them.
I'm going on a little.
Because they have your credit card number.
Yeah.
It's like when they ask for your phone number.
What's that? Yeah, I always make shit up and give them Jenny's number.
I give them
867-5309.
867-5309.
They're so.
Like, ask for Jenny.
Like a couple of those people in that place are actually like they seem like they want to do their job and actually like their job.
Well, Best Buy.
Yeah, but the people at the cashiers are just the miserablest group of fucks.
I don't know. The cashier I had last night seemed pretty happy being hot.
What'd you get there?
I got the new Typo Negative CD.
Oh, new type? Oh my god! Oh, I didn't realize it was 1996.
It isn't, Derek. It's 2007. Anyway,
I don't even have to say to that.
It's awesome.
Oh, come on. They came out a long time ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so did the Beatles, Derek.
Yeah, well, that'd be like saying I'm going to buy the new Beatles album.
Yeah, and you probably could.
I
because
say, oh, my
could
God.
Half the members
I can't
dead.
Believe it's 1968.
New unheard things every year from the Beatles.
Just, actually, they just...
right?
Because that Cirque du Soleil show is going on to Vegas. The love show.
Yeah.
they released the whole soundscape of that show.
Oh shit! It's fucking 1966.
It must be because the Beatles are releasing a new album.
I know.
All it and the whole thing is like remastered works of the songs, but like mashups. Mm-hmm. So like different things are in different.
They're
places.
All alive.
It's all right.
They must be.
How about 1966?
Two dead, two down.
As more of the members die, like more of their name gets erased, like Back to the Future with the picture. You know.
Wow.
Now it's just the B.
Talking about the Beatles, isn't McCartney's ex going to be on Dancing with the Stars on Sunday?
Yeah, what a faggot she is.
Dancing with the Stars?
How can she dance?
Hobbling with the Stars?
Doesn't she have a fake leg?
Yes, she has a fake leg.
Peg-legging with the stars?
Very fake.
They actually, I forget, someone who showed me pictures of her standing there with it in her hand.
What?
But it didn't, but the thing is, it didn't pan down. It didn't, like it was like up here and she was holding it in her hands. And I was so pissed that they could have panned back a little bit and showed us which fucking leg is missing.
Why?
I don't know which one. Have you been able to tell in pictures?
No, I've seen a picture with her with a short enough skirt and you cannot tell the difference between her legs.
You cannot. Yeah.
She also has a lot of McCartney's money.
It's true.
And she can afford a leg that looks real.
Somebody at work was making jokes. Like, oh, I can't wait till like they put her in a spin. It just pops off and hits one of the judges in the face. No.
It's probably some poor schlep on the street. They're like, yeah, we're going to just take your leg and give it to her.
She's more important than you are.
Oh, okay.
But it's like significantly longer than hers.
That's this like is no good. Throw it away.
But that's like the back? Big reason for everybody to watch that show on Sundays to see how she does. Because
I won't watch it.
I'm actually going to forget about it when I leave.
Oh,
here.
I won't watch it. I'll probably forget about it too, but it's just, no, it's like, oh, let's see the cripple dance. That's why everybody's going to tune in.
Yeah, I definitely hope something funny happens with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I know it'll be on YouTube like the next morning.
I'm sure it's pre-taped.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure if anything does happen.
True. I think that show's supposed to be live, but I think the first show is like pre-taped.
I'm sure it's delayed. If they have a woman with one leg dancing, I'm sure they have somewhat of a delay.
Because it's all voted. It's all voting stuff. Yeah. So they have to, I think, do one show live.
Yeah. Oh, well. Good for that show.
Well, she's dead.
She's on her way.
She's dead.
Might as well be.
How about Ringo? Why doesn't he just die?
Why?
Because his all-star band is playing at the PNC Bark. Bark arm, arm, arm.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the only one who fucks up words.
Yeah, I've been bad lately.
He's just obscure. Like, nobody cares about Ringo. I don't even know what instrument he played.
Drums.
Everyone knows that.
Why
you even
know?
Said drums right after you...
Well, because I thought about it for a minute. I'm like, wait, Paul plays the guitar.
The ugly one plays drums.
I don't even know. Let's see. What did Lennon
really
play? Guitar? Or bass? Who played bass?
Paul.
That's it.
But
great.
But
Ringo's really ugly.
Well, no.
Yeah.
No, back in the day, he was an ugly motherfucker.
And he's even
uglier.
He's
kind of aged into his face.
Now, his nose is still gigantic.
Richard Starkey.
Ringo Starr is actually cooler.
Yeah, it is.
That's why he changed it.
Is that his legal name now? Ringo
Richard
Starr?
Starkey was his real name.
Yep.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay. Yeah, please.
Good.
Can I get any of you cunts a drink? It's the aristocrats. It's the aristocrats.
What are we on?
We were talking...
Radio.
G.
What is this? MySpace.com/aristocrats?
I'd like to thank Cringe Humor Radio for having us.
Because he's
thank
the only
Derek.
Guy besides Mike on the chat room.
I want to thank Cringe Humor.
I love how...
I think we're on too late, but we can't help it, so fuck it.
Who are we gonna
I'd like
out?
To thank Good Humor.
Who?
Good Humor.
We could have went on. Well, I don't know. Yeah, we're kind of late, but who cares?
Well, we can't go any earlier, so.
No.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because we don't get home until around this time.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to hear us, you can download the show, and if you do, good. Fuck it.
Because during our last segment, the chat room cleared out like the Red Sea.
Wow. Well, they weren't even listening to the show. They were just talking amongst themselves.
Yeah.
It was just background noise.
So, yeah, basically.
Wait, what's up?
That's they were all right. Like, all right, Cousin Joe show's over. Let's turn off our MP3 player and...
and just continue to talk.
Yeah, yeah. Just
well, no, we had a little contribute, you know, from the...
Yeah,
from the
it's
other colleagues that have shows on the channel.
Yeah.
Well, you have to figure people
out. What the
hell's
that?
People have work tomorrow or
it's true.
School or...
We all have work tomorrow. We're still up until like 1.
Not everybody's us.
I don't have work tomorrow, so we can go late tonight.
Oh, we want to go late tonight?
Oh, Derek? Awesome.
1, 2, 3, fuck you. I actually don't have work
he's
tomorrow.
Speechless.
I wish.
Vaughn's just petting his beard and looking at me.
He's going to pull something out of it like Bugs Bunny.
like a
big mallet.
Earlier we were talking about old shows that we used to watch.
Yeah, we were just, before we got on the break, we were just
Christine's
talking about...
Christine's back!
We were talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The CGI movie.
Terrible.
Oh,
don't even want
to
talk about it.
No, I don't even want to talk about it.
What?
I watched the trailer last night.
Pizza. I hate that shit. You sound like Sarah Silverman.
I know. Hate
that same car.
Derek, remember when the first trailer came out? That pre trailer.
Yeah.
That black and white trailer.
Yeah.
Where they're just jumping off the roofs.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I was excited.
That reminded you. You ever read the original comic?
Yeah.
Books?
Me and Matt were talking about.
We talked about it last night.
That reminded me of that, and I was like, "Oh, I can't wait!" And now. As they see more and more shit coming out.
And then they have the same trailer, them all, whatever. And then Michelangelo falls in the dumpster and goes, it's just
I could sure go for pizza, guys.
You can see, over a year and a half, 2 years' time.
It was funny back in the day when we were kids. The only people who are going to go see that are people who used to watch Ninja Turtles. In our 20s.
No, have you seen the cartoon show now? The one they're doing now?
No, they have one now?
Yeah, they have a new one.
It's basically never stopped. There was only a few years that there wasn't a show
on. It did stop completely. And they revamped it.
They repackaged them.
It's pretty much the same show. It's pretty much the same show. It's not as out of control as the old show where they had
it's pretty out of control.
Well, when I first started watching it, when it started, I was like, okay, I can deal with this, and then I kind of stopped watching it.
There's a whole bunch
of,
like...
I wasn't home at 3 o'clock.
It was like Ghostbusters. They had the real Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters. Then they had a Ghostbusters with, they were, going around with, a gorilla.
Extreme Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it was so fucking stupid.
I know. They could never just leave it alone.
No, I saw a clip from, the newer Ninja Turtles show where they're fighting Shredder, but Shredder's a robot. And Krang is in his stomach.
Yeah, but that was.
But it's not Krang. I think he's got a different name.
But didn't they do that near the end of the original series? Didn't they have him
French?
Krang had his own version, the big hulking lummox that he lived in.
I missed that.
Crunch.
Krang had that big hulking lummox that he lived in the stomach.
He had that within the first 5 episodes of the
original series. And then he had that stupid little walker.
He had the walker first, and then he got the bike.
Why want my body?
Yeah.
That.
And I thought if I remember.
Stop.
If I
remember.
Probably
scaring people.
What do you mean probably? Look at me.
If I remember, he did have some kind of weird Shredder robot body.
I don't remember that.
Was in the stomach or in the head area.
I don't remember that. I stopped watching it when Shredder was no longer the main villain. Yeah. It was a different villain. It wasn't like Shredder had somebody else for them to fight.
He took a sabbatical.
He was gone, and it was just some weird scientist creating something that he had.
And they ran out of things to talk about.
Yay.
Here's a little tidbit.
Well, there's only so many times they can fight Shredder.
Oh, they could fight him till the end of time, and I would have watched it. Still be watching it now.
Shredder was cool because he was voiced by Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince.
Yep.
James Avery.
Yeah.
Yes. He's so awesome. I love that guy.
Gay.
And
is he gay?
Yeah, very.
Wow, that's
very
I don't like him anymore. That sucks because I thought he was cool.
When I originally saw.
You're right. Oh my God, it all makes sense. He has sharp eyes.
He has a very gay voice.
Schmuck.
He just hammed it up for Shredder.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it wasn't. What was the guy on Family Matters?
Urkel? Reginald Vell Johnson.
Mm-hmm. He was in the Die Hard.
That's not
the
same guy.
No, he's very gay too, though.
Yeah.
He's very gay. The father.
Oh, no, wait,
which
one's gay? The one from Family Matters.
The guy from Family Matters is gay. That's not Uncle Phil.
I got confused.
Uncle Phil has a very gay voice. The one from Family Matters is gay.
All right. The one from The Fresh Prince is not gay.
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either, because I remember him.
But he has
a
very gay voice.
Yeah, but he's awesome.
Yeah, I actually didn't realize that he did the voice for Shredder until maybe last year.
Yeah, I know, seriously.
Wow. I didn't realize until just now.
Yeah, would you check his IMDb and it was like, ooh.
No. My mother has, I guess it's Nick at Night or whatever shows all those. And it's on every single night. And one night, there's an episode where he yells at them and he goes, I can't believe those kids. And I was like,
what?
I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, something hit me. I was just like, that sounded like Shredder. Yeah. And I was like, I went in there and I'm listening to him talk. I'm like, oh my God. And then the next day, Steve brought it up out of nowhere. Weird.
Like how we're talking about Turtles. Transformers is coming out in 2 months, right?
Yes. Yeah. That
and
I will see.
They just, supposedly the MPAA, right? They gave it an R rating.
Okay.
And Spielberg talked them into giving it a PG-13 without any cuts.
Really?
I don't know how he did it. I was just, somebody told me about that. I was like, can you explain to me how he pulled that
Spielberg
off?
Spielberg.
Yeah, he's like, hey, guess
media,
what?
Hello.
Hey, Jewish. You're right.
He basically just spoke in, hey, guess what? Spielberg.
Spielberg has spoken.
What's that rated R? He just like walks up and he just like.
He's just gonna do that. Damn it!
Oh, and they walk in like, "What happened? I thought it was rated R." Nope, Spielberg. He decided.
Have you seen any of the clips or anything that's online for that?
Yeah, like, I saw
that.
I just saw the trailer.
The trailer. Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen any like
leaked pictures and stuff like that. What they're gonna look like? And
well, I saw that there's a one picture of Scorponok.
Yeah,
or whatever is supposed to be Scorponok.
It doesn't look bad. It looks. They are extremely mechanical looking.
They're not like, they don't look like what they are outside of, you know, being a robot at all.
They got to make it look real for a CGI film.
No, I mean, no, it looks amazing. It looks absolutely amazing, but it's just a little too.
Too real?
No, real isn't the word for it. They're a little like, almost like Giger-like. You know?
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like just extremely like multiple spinning parts. Like when they transform, it's very crazy looking. I mean, obviously they're utilizing the technology, but a little much. I mean, I'm sure it'll look fine, but very shiny, very very.
But
crazy.
How about the Simpsons movie? What could they possibly do?
I don't know.
I've seen some stuff for that, and it like. It looks. I don't. It's gonna be like one big
episode.
It's gonna be one big episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. What can it do?
I don't.
End
know.
The series?
No, series is. I think the series is on for another 2 years.
Wow.
The voice talent is signed up for another 2 years.
How much do they get?
Well, they're on 16.
I'm sure.
Right.
Yep. No, I think
it's 18.
18.
18?
Yeah.
Think
89 was like the first.
89 is the first year.
Yeah.
So they're gonna hit an even 20.
They're gonna hit 20 years.
That's crazy.
At least.
I remember when they hit the 10-year a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I remember their thousandth episode.
Yeah.
I remember the ten year anniversary when they had the big get-together in L.A.
You know,
the fan get-together where they had a planned setup place. Mm-hmm. And it was nuts.
It was like SimCon.
Yeah.
Yeah. The let's see. A lot of movies this year coming out for old school stuff. So you got The Simpsons, Ninja Turtles, Transformers.
Uh-huh.
Anything else?
That's about it.
When's the G.I. Joe movie going to come out?
Yeah.
I've been hearing about that for years.
What are they going to do?
Like a real people
movie?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I think they could pull it off.
Oh, yeah.
But unfortunately.
With who? All
right. Well, the most disappointing fantasy cast member that so far I've heard people say
Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah. No.
Retired and old.
My favorite all-time G.I. Joe character is Destro.
They'd fuck it up.
Destro is... I can't even think of who I want
to play
him.
They'd fuck Cobra Commander up the look. They'd fuck the looks up.
I don't know. I think it'd be very easy to do. But anyway, from what I hear is people want Vin Diesel to play Destro.
No.
With the chrome dome, I think that wouldn't look bad.
I think he might be able to pull it off, but... I hate him so much that I would feel dirty watching it. He has a weird voice. I think if he, you know, hammed it up a little bit, he could even pull the Destro voice off, but I don't like him
at all.
It's going to be Snow Job.
No one, because he won't be in the movie.
Why? Those characters, they'd fuck up. They'd fuck up.
Oh, Cobra I'm sure Commander. they'd have like a million little cameo characters like just names thrown on the screen.
But just the looks alone, like making the characters look the way they are.
How could you mess up Cobra Commander?
Oh, they can fuck it up. Come on.
You can't.
They did kind of fuck it up with the revamp.
Come on.
With
the hood.
Sigma 6.
The hood would be
fine. Sigma 6, the new stuff that they're making.
Yeah.
They actually did the way the Cobra Commander looks in this one. It's actually not bad. It's it's not a hood. It's more like a helmet.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty much like the character it used to. It's just a big helmet over his head instead of a fake hood.
The last Cobra Commander that I saw was fantastic. I don't know what the hell it was for, but I was just like, wow, that is the perfect look. And I hope that they eventually do convert it into a movie.
Who else was a bad guy in that show that when it just started going to hell? Who was that character? No, who's that bad guy who had the big scorpion on his head? The
big snake on his head?
Yeah,
Serpentor?
Yeah, I can't remember his name. That was a cool-looking character. Well, you know what I mean? Snake.
And the big Gila monster on his back.
Who's that guy with the big old gator on his back?
The show is...
The Ultimate Wrestler.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Mike wants to know if anyone will get shot in it, or will it be like the cartoon where not a single person is shot ever,
yeah,
and billions of rounds are fired.
Yeah, they would literally shoot and shoot and shoot, and then they would run up and hit him with a gun.
Because they were laser guns. They weren't guns.
They were arcing laser guns at
laser
that.
Tag.
They could arc.
They were shot. They were like trained to shoot at the wrong thing.
Yeah. And like a guy, what the
planes
fuck was
would
his
blow
name?
Up and people
Metalhead?
Would survive.
Who was that one? That one guy, Metalhead, that would always yell like range, and then he would say bang.
Didn't he shoot like a rocket launcher off or something?
Yeah. What's
that? Not necessary.
Didn't he shoot off a rocket launcher or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
He would like literally just like fly
out of
into
nowhere.
The air and just like fire missiles, and they would never hit anything except mountains.
Yeah, he'd just blow people out of their holes.
I can't even remember.
They'd blow up like full on like carrier planes, and people would just be coming out of
parachutes
it like alive, parachuting.
Yeah. It was everyone just fell to safety.
Everybody,
the
including the pilots, survived these plane crashes.
Yep.
It was the safest war ever.
Yeah, it really was, and it was ongoing.
The freaking Transformers show.
Yeah, what were they fighting? I never watched G.I.
Cobra.
Joe.
Cobra was a terrorist organization.
Yeah, it was like hardcore.
And G.I. Joe was just the military.
Yeah, the
special military.
Special military, like just beefcakes that have like beef full
cakes.
Range of whatever they want to do.
Yeah,
like retarded beefcakes.
Yeah.
So you couldn't
like
speak
it was
correctly.
Just a bunch of Rambos.
No, it was a full military system.
Nobody really talked really in the chat room. As soon as we start talking about G.I. Joe,
all over the place,
piping in.
Oh God,
fucking
talking
assholes.
Good topic.
Duke not dying or something. Oh,
yeah.
Snake
no, originally hard. Duke was going to die in the cartoon movie.
In the big movie, yeah.
But they weren't sure how it would go over because Optimus Prime died in the Transformers movie the year before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they decided to scrap.
Suppose
it.
Suppose people had more of a shit with when they cursed in the Transformers movie than actually.
They
Prime
said
dying.
Shit and damn.
Yeah, and then people free and people got pissed more about that than Optimus Prime dying in it.
Eh.
Oh yeah, and anyway, the G.I. Joe movie was supposed to be released like as a summer film, but it wasn't, and then it was cut into like a 4-part cartoon series, like over the week.
Well, there was something else though. No, there was another thing. There was a G.I. Joe movie that was released.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, G.I. Joe the movie.
I remember the one. I remember the one that Slaughter would introduce.
Oh, aptly named.
Well, I remember. I remember the one that I remember seeing is that 5-part one, which was the movie, which was
it
interlaced
been,
with
it
Sergeant
aired.
Slaughter walking in.
Yeah.
In between the commercials.
It was aired.
You know?
It was aired after it came out, but it was a movie. Like, you can buy the movie on...
Oh, yeah, I know that, but I never... Yeah. But it was never released in the theaters.
I don't remember. Mike can probably verify
it. Yeah, Mike probably...
But,
ring me after that.
You don't remember when, I guess it was Roadblock? It was a black guy. Roadblock,
yes.
Is that it?
Roadblock.
He's carrying Cobra Commander, and Cobra Commander's slowly turning into a snake, and Roadblock can't see.
Yeah,
and Cobra Commander just can't get over the fact that he's turning into a thing. He's like, I was once a man.
I was just about to ask that. I was like, I never got that.
What was that?
Like him turning into the snake. I never...
Because of the spores. You remember that?
No,
the spores.
You know, the last time I saw that movie was, let me think. I was like 9.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not an elephant like you and remember this shit.
Well, the thing is, he has it, I think.
No.
You don't have it?
Nope.
How come?
Don't have it.
Why?
I haven't probably seen that since... All right, I want to say the last time I saw it was like 12.
I have 2 copies of the Transformer movie. I could probably not tell you completely what happened in that film. I've watched it so many times.
Uh-huh.
Just okay him to death. He don't speak right.
You know what I want to see again? Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue.
Okay.
What the
Remember that?
Yeah. No.
It was great. Mm-hmm. It was like every cartoon character ever, and they were just like fighting drugs.
Like,
it was like Bugs Bunny and like Mickey Mouse. Ugh. Actually, I don't think Mickey Mouse was in it.
No, I don't think.
But it was like Ghostbusters and I think Ninja Turtles were in it.
Yeah, it was just a clusterfuck of cartoon.
The only time
they made some kind of weird, awful like drug cartoon character, and
like
he was
like Captain Planet type thing.
Kinda, and they were like trying to defeat him. These kids had to. Summon the help of Saturday morning cartoon characters.
Some female character called Heroine.
Yeah. The only
giant
time,
barbiturate.
The only time I remember was what? Who Framed Robert Rabbit was the only...
Robert Rabbit.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit was the only
Robert
time...
Robert Redford.
Who framed Robert Redford?
Who flamed Roddy Piper?
Wow.
It's the only time I remember that... The Disney characters were part of a.
I don't think Disney was in it.
Yeah, it was.
Who killed Roger Ebert?
No, I know Roger Rabbit. I mean,
All right, it's enough. I'm out. Done.
Peace out, Bone.
Later.
Roger disgusting. Rabbit was a great movie.
It certainly was.
One of my favorites.
What's your niche? Everybody who's who
I
listens
you were
to the
out.
Show.
Oh,
fuck you!
I'm still here. I got so upset when Christopher Lloyd put the shoe in the the
really?
Dip.
I love that.
The dip.
No, I mean a little squeaking noise. It was sad.
Mm. Yeah, no. That's very
nice
odd.
Monkey suit. Oh, wise ass.
It was a good movie. I liked it.
I'm gonna ram them.
I love the weasels. They're so funny.
They were.
They are so great.
Oh God!
I think I'm gonna go buy that tomorrow.
Go for it.
Just bring it over here, and I'll watch it with you.
Gladly.
I'm off all day.
I think I have it on DVD somewhere.
Awesome.
You have everything. I just picture your room just being DVDs.
He sleeps on a bed of DVDs.
He sleeps on bootleg DVDs.
I have like four shelves in my room that are filled with tapes and DVDs. And then the dresser that's underneath that is filled with shit because I just ran out of the room.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
When it starts taking over your life, you know, it's time to stop.
Or just delve deeper into it.
Okay. Or just get like a storage unit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or throw the shit out.
Yeah. Or actually get rid of all my tapes and just start buying everything on DVD.
Yeah. I'm the worst. I can't throw anything out.
I have a lot of shit on tape that is just like, I don't even watch these. Why do I just buy them on DVD?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a box somewhere of just tapes, not labeled, just anything could be on there.
Like
anything at
porn.
All. It's like wrestling, cartoons, anything.
Well, these are like...
It would be amazing to go through them and watch some of the stuff, but I never do.
Like
I don't even have a VCR.
It's true.
Really?
I don't. No, if you brought a cassette tape here...
I'd have to bring my VCR with me.
Couldn't watch it.
Yep. Nope.
Because I only have maybe like three or four films that I actually own that are on tape that I can't get anymore. They haven't released on a DVD.
What are they?
And just like stupid shit that's been released over the years that I haven't been able to find. Like the European version of like Blade Runner and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like weird stuff that they like either cut the shit or they don't release in America and I've just gotten special. Or like a lot of bootleg stuff that I haven't been able to get.
I understand.
But besides everything else can go right in the it can go right to like Goodwill.
Yeah, I really don't throw stuff out. Maybe clothes I'll do like send to the Goodwill.
When you grow
I'm always
out.
Like, you know what? I might need
I
that.
I don't want some dirty bum wearing my Primus shirts.
I no, give my
like
clothes
kids
up.
And shit.
I might fit in them again someday.
The bad thing is I do that. I'll give the clothes to Goodwill, and I know half of it gets washed and then resold like in the city to all those... All those Goodwill stores that are in the city.
You know it.
Well, there's some around here. So.
And there's no ones around here, too.
Yeah.
Or they get sold like through the church church thrift stores.
I don't share. I don't give my shit. I'd rather burn
it?
My clothes than give it to like charity.
Yeah.
Because just the fact that I know it's out there will bother me.
Mm. I don't give a shit.
I actually gathered, I think it was 3 giant garbage bags full of clothes and boots.
All typo negative shirts?
No. Actually, I don't own a single typo negative shirt.
You don't own any?
Oh, really?
Yeah. But he's wearing one right now.
Yeah.
Sure. I didn't even know that.
Happily.
And his overshirt kind of matches. I like that.
Did you get the new CD?
I did. Of course.
Okay.
Actually, Matt reminded me. I forgot. Yeah. I feel like ashamed.
He's such a faggot.
You know, Peter Steele might be listening
for months.
To this.
Was like when you opened it, was Peter Steele's penis like in the liner notes?
Oh, he wanted the pop out. The comedy with the pop out penis.
Yeah.
I love it.
I do
love
too.
Big Peter Steele cock.
I do too. You said it, not me.
Wait, you just said you too.
I'm kidding. Steve said to me in private.
Yeah.
What's your MySpace name?
I changed it.
What was it? What is it now?
The Enforcer Tony Ankle Lip.
What?
I'm going to change mine to Asshole Andy Armageddon.
Yeah,
tonight.
I was like, I got to change this to something.
I'm actually in between.
People are going to start talking. You know, like,
there's going to be chatter.
Yeah.
Not much.
I'll be the next news story.
Wow. This picture of Steve, he's like, is he gay?
This is a picture of me at like work, like candid photo. Like, we have him on audio and video.
Oh, can we talk about Fat Sonny?
Okay. Let's put
her
to rest.
To bed.
Can we wrap it up?
Are we going to end with this?
Yeah. Cause I
can we
home.
Find her?
She lives in Mattawan.
Really?
She lives minutes away.
Yeah. Literally 25 minutes.
Right now she's eating yodels. As we're doing
this
show.
She's probably sitting at the desk of her tanning salon.
Why don't you
right
friend
now,
her on MySpace?
Crying.
Can't find her.
She's not there.
There's
huh?
like a fake one. It's yeah. it's got a. It's kind of like, what was it? It just basically had some show dates from last year. Yeah, it was pretty lame. But
I would like to meet her, just to meet her. You know,
I met her.
MySpace.com/deadhusband. Thanks, Sean.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow. Wow.
He'd rather let the Grim Reaper go over than Shock.
Oh shit.
That was hardcore.
But
well, he was afraid of you.
Yeah, I don't know.
He did kill himself because of you.
He stabbed himself with a staff needle.
Kill himself. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know either.
Who knows?
Anyway, kind
of.
But
you
anyway,
did have a
so
heart attack because of you.
So what did you want to talk about exactly?
Just that she's huge.
She is a cow.
Yeah.
She went from Sunny to the Sun.
Yeah.
She's that big.
She's
massive.
Well, that's what happens when you have a traumatic incident in your
if
life.
If you go to...
No, this happened way before
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she was a slob way before no, that. Way
if you go to...
That. Well, that's what happens when you have a lot of White Castle.
What is it? TammySitch.com? TammySitch.com.
Right. Yeah, something like that.
Right on the front page is a picture of her. She looks like, and I think Matt is the one that said this, somebody's fat aunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's
yeah.
wearing like a leopard print kind of like
oh, she's
shirt.
Still- Ew, she's still trying to pull this shit off?
No. I don't know exactly. I don't know what's going through her
like
head.
She looks
I know...
like a Vegas grandmother.
She is yeah. huge.
All right.
So
she's
comparatively. All... I mean, she's not like massive, but she's
she
compared
used
to what
to be
she was.
Super skinny, super gorgeous, amazing
oh, yeah.
body, and now she is a heifer.
She doesn't even look like the
no,
old Sunny.
Doesn't
she looks
look
like Sunny's fat older sister.
Yeah. yeah.
That's what she is. She got breast implants, and
she got them before she got fat.
Yeah,
she was starting to get a little thick, actually. I think when she got them, but and now it doesn't look like she has implants anymore because it's just sloppy. Like
the picture you showed me, ugh. Her tits are like around her belly button.
Yeah,
they're like two flapjacks.
Yep, flapjacks.
And she's wearing like the loosest dress I've ever mm-hmm. seen oh, in yeah. that picture. Like it's barely being held on.
Horrific.
If she made too much of a right turn, tit fly right out.
Wide turn.
Or and her gut.
She really should just kill herself. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's
She's a big gal.
Oh, man.
She's got a huge fucking head.
If you go to aristocratsradio.com/board, we have a...
Which I am.
All right, leave. I don't know what to tell you, dude. We have a before and after shot of her, in case you don't know what she used to look like. And now her chin has gone MIA.
You might want to hold on to your chair because you're going to be shocked.
Like, it's not even like she has so many chins. She lost her chin. Her chin disappeared.
Her head fell into her shoulders.
She looks like that fucking, what the hell is that? Never, I don't even say it. What's that stupid movie with Dan Aykroyd? Where they got the two monster brother things?
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
That's what she looks like.
Yeah.
This fucking... The hell's the name
wait, the old man or the brother?
Yeah, when he was the old man and they got the two like brothers, they're like monsters.
Yeah,
and they don't have a neck. They're just like come to a point.
Yeah.
That's what she looks like.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm awful at making references.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
Worse than me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. what a disappointment.
She was
it's life,
so,
man.
So hot.
How long ago was that, though?
When she was hot?
Yeah.
Good 10, 15.
12 years ago?
No, she was hot up until like 2001.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she gorged for the last 6 years, 7 years?
Cocaine.
Gorge is not the word.
It's called cocaine.
Was she eating like whole children?
Or lack thereof, maybe. Maybe she was doing cocaine and stuff.
I ran into her on a show in 2000.
Yeah, you ran into her.
And she was still like amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then I had heard from somebody a couple years later. Must have been about 2003 uh-huh. when I started wrestling again. somebody had mentioned they saw, like, oh, I saw Tammy on a show last week, and I don't know what happened, but I mean, she's like, well, what?
Car accident?
She's,
what happened?
She's fat. Like, it was just amazing. Like, and when I saw her, I was like, yeah, she's starting to gain weight. And then this happened.
Boom.
She was in an in-between phase at that point, and it, I don't know.
In between sandwiches.
Yeah, no.
I don't think she can ever come back.
No.
In between torpedoes.
If she does, she would just have like loose, flabby skin. There's no way. Mm. You can't gain that much weight in that little time and not have severe problems.
Anna Nicole Smith did, and then she died.
She's a corpse now. She can afford plastic surgery. Tammy cannot.
She runs a tanning salon.
Yeah. Mm. Runs or works at?
Runs.
Maybe she can bake herself to skinny. I don't know.
Is she a Shrinky Dink?
Oh, I love Shrinky Dinks. Uh-huh.
Yep.
I love Slinkies.
It was so stupid.
It was.
You
it was
cut
so
them
terrible.
Out and they shrink.
I had Transformers Shrinky Dinks.
I had Garfield and Friends.
I was not allowed to put them in the oven. So I for
what?
I forever had full size.
Your mother was messed up.
Colored penciled Shrinky Dinks.
Put them on the fridge.
Why wouldn't your mother cook them for you?
She didn't do that. She just didn't do that stuff. I wasn't anything that required effort for toys. I wasn't allowed to have it.
Can you open this, Mom? No, I'll just leave it in the package.
Wasn't allowed to have Play-Doh. Wasn't allowed to have...
Why? It's not toxic.
Doesn't matter. It was messy.
He'd be eating it by the
handful. Wasn't allowed to have any kind of toys that had slime. Like the Ghostbusters had the ectoplasm. Yeah. Wasn't allowed to have one. If by chance I did get one from somebody for my birthday... That thing was gone the next day, the little canisters. Or the Ninja Turtles came with the Retro Mutagen Ooze. Mm-hmm. Wasn't allowed to have them.
Retro Mutagen Ooze.
Yeah. Actually, the very...
Jesus.
All right, I'm dropping one back to almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
All right,
the first time I ever hung out with Steve.
Ooh.
I don't know if he remembers this. But he came over to my grandmother's house, because that's where I lived at the time.
Yeah, with the Ghostbusters.
He brought over the Ghostbusters firehouse and the
awesome toy.
Ectoplasm.
Yeah.
And we put... Egon Spangler on the bottom floor, mm-hmm. and we dumped the ectoplasm on the top of it. It took like a half hour to reach him.
Yeah,
it just glopping down, just like you're just sitting there,
it's
like
oh,
let's go play with some
something.
Other toys while
it's
this
like
runs
cranberry
course.
Sauce.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, it's just slop.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
fun.
Unless you're jamming it in the rug, there's really
no.
No,
I know, but I wasn't allowed to have
it.
Any of that or stuff. Like, and He-Man had some of that crap too. There was that one skeleton thing where you would just chain
you put
them
it
up
in and it would just
and the
go
slime
down his
would
body,
run down.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that, and I always wanted them.
Yeah,
it wasn't like that.
It was always the coolest so shit.
Gay. Yeah, it was awesome.
Gay.
You like made friends for having that kind of stuff.
Wait,
oh yeah.
Talking about that, you guys going back the kids' toys and the kids' cartoons. Remember the Police Academy cartoons?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had some of the toys.
I had the catbird.
I had most of. I had a shitload of the toys.
I had Larvell Jones, and I think I had a police car.
I had the car. I had all the stupid things. I even had the fucking the police unit. You know, the big playset. It's fucking ridiculous.
I still have the Ecto One.
Yeah,
the Ecto One. I might have that hiding out somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I think I have that in my parents' attic.
Yeah, it's still. Is it all? Is it all?
Yeah, it's all beat up, but
beat the hell.
It's there. It exists.
Yeah.
I don't know. My toys just my parents must have just thrown them out on me.
Yeah, mine were all hidden down in my grandmother's basement, and they slowly turn up over the years.
This guy Bob, I know he lives in Portland now.
Does he touch you?
Sounds dangerous.
When the last time he came back for his sister's wedding, and we're all hanging out at his mom's house, you know, getting drunk and everything, because his parents had gone off like to spend time with his sister.
Mm-hmm.
We're just hanging out, and we were just completely all wrecked. And he's like, "Oh, I still have my kids' toys." And we're like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "I still have all my toys from when I was a kid. Let me go get them." He runs up to the attic.
Oh no!
It's like 45 minutes later. He's like 45 minutes later. And he comes out with this big, huge trunk of like all these fucking toys, like all these like G.I. Joes and all this shit. Yeah. And it's like it's like five or six kids our age.
Derek.
Wow, I guess Derek didn't like that story.
And we're just all hammered, we're just all getting drunk, and it's just like, he comes out and he's like, "Look what I got." Pulls the top open, and we're just going apeshit, like in the backyard playing, like it's like we're like seven again.
I was hoping that there would have been nothing in it.
Oh, no, and then most of the shit, most
they got rid of it.
And most of the toys were like almost...
Crickets.
Like, and most of them were
moth.
Like... And the thing is, most of it was like well-kept, the box was...
Yeah.
Like, he had it all corrugated, like everything was in its own separate...
Wait, he had it what?
Corrugated.
I don't know. Like, corrugated recycles?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's you know what keyword. I mean? Whatever, you fucking asshole.
That's a fucking weird word to use to describe that.
Whatever.
At least he's trying.
I know, it's funny.
Fuck off.
That's the second good word of the night. Not bad.
Corrugated. Okay, he had them all sectioned off in little holes. Little
yes.
cubbies, you
yes.
fuck.
Yes.
And it was just like they were near, like he was 13, and just his mother made him put them all in there and put it back upstairs. Mm-hmm. Like it was
sounds like somebody I know.
Well, like pieces weren't missing. Like all the little all the little figures, like accoutrements were in there and everything.
Another good word. Holy shit.
You got something to say about that, dick bag?
This is like three-syllable knife for one.
Accoutrements.
Anyway. And it's just like all it's like a vast amount of stupid stuff. It's like from like Godzilla toys,
awesome,
to like He-Man, G.I. Joe. He's got all this shit all in there, and he's like, I think I can still find the PlayStation if you guys want me to look.
Oh,
it took him 45 minutes to find the trunk. It's like, yeah. No, we're good.
I still have all my Hasbro and LJN, WWF figures, and the small ring.
Where are they?
The big ring. They're in my parents' attic.
Bring them out sometime.
I remember when you had those like. When you had those all, like out.
Oh, yeah.
With the ring and everything all nice and set up.
Yeah, just set them up and everything. I actually tried to sell them once. Maybe I didn't.
I didn't even think. Did you? You never played with them, though. You just kept them there, like,
to
show.
Oh, I played
them.
Well, when I was younger.
No, like, when you were, like 16.
No, yeah. I had the ring there, and I just set them all up.
Because I remember that, and people would play with them, and you're like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, Pat used to come in and go, WrestleMan! And he'd grab it and like throw it against the wall.
I think me and Dad would sit there and try to start a wrestling match with two people.
With each other.
Yeah, with each other. Funny.
Dick!
Steve and I were always big into the
wrestling with each other?
And, no.
Oh, yeah.
Not like that. Whoops.
I'm not Jay.
Wrestling figures and G.I. Joes and the G.I. Joe wrestling organizations. And I remember when we got too old to be playing with them because people would come over the house.
Last year?
What happened? No, it's Steve's old house.
Accoutrement!
Wow. And we'd be at the kitchen table.
Yeah.
And the doorbell would ring. Somebody would knock on the door. And Steve would like... No. Like he would go to the door and he would like... barely open it, and then if it was like somebody like his like one of his brother's friends, he would kind of like slip out through the door, like he just wouldn't open it and then close it behind him.
Yep. Oh,
so
yeah.
That he wouldn't see, so we didn't have to put him away, and then he could run right back in and
I had an image
up,
to keep up. And, well, I remember like
such an image
and pick up fucking Alley Viper and
Naugahyde and let him go at it. You remember I had the green Champ Sports Christmas cardboard box that I got like a hat in.
That's right.
And that's where I put all my G.I. Joe figures in.
Yeah, there was like
always
60
bring it to
G.I.
Your
Joe's crammed into that.
I would always bring it to your grandma's and be like, why'd you bring those over here? Because that's what we want to do.
We're fucking 12 years old.
Who
we want to play with action figures.
Go plow the field.
Wow. I'd have so many fucked up different G.I. Joes. That I'd sit there and be like, doctor, you know, pulling out the screw and just putting shit
that
all
little,
back together.
Like black rubber band that held their torso
together. It'd have like,
snip.
Like black arms, white head, white body, black back.
Yeah.
Like all over the fucking place.
I did that with the rubber Ninja Turtles, which were awesome.
That's right.
I did that with Donatello. I burned his shell like all the way in. I like sliced open all his like limbs. His wrists were like open and just hanging there.
It was all hacked up, like you'd like bend the arm and it would like completely bend all the way like around because it was cut like, right in the perfect spot.
That's like the only time I really started mutilating figures.
Well, you used to burn G.I. Joes on the trail, the ones that you didn't like anymore.
Yeah.
You'd melt them.
Me and my old friend Steve, again, the second time I brought him up today. we were this kid down the street, I don't remember, fucking, it doesn't matter. He had like all the coolest like Ninja Turtles, like he had Casey Jones and all that. Like it was... We were jealous. So there was this little, like, it wasn't like a sewer. It was like a water thing. I don't know, but, like, you opened it up, and it went down, like, maybe a foot and stopped. And there was, like, a pipe coming out.
Uh-uh.
I guess there's some kind of meter.
Yeah.
And so we were playing, and we dropped him in there. And we were just like, oh, shit, they're gone. I think he was really young. He started crying and stuff, and he ran away.
Oh, no.
And we, like, closed it up, and we're just like, we don't know. It's gone. It's in the sewer. And he ran to his house, and we like opened up and took them all. We stole them.
Wow. Well, the reason I would take apart.
It's gone.
He was like 8, and we were like 14. Yeah,
stole them.
We had to be like 12.
Yeah.
So like we would just beat them up and stuff, and then I don't know, they're in the sewer.
That's terrible.
Go tell your mom.
Wow. When,
in third grade, we would line up in the hallway and like basically say like. How many Ninja Turtles we had. It was getting so ridiculous at some point. It was literally like 65. Like the kid with like 13 was just like, oh, man, fuck.
Yeah, no.
I think, wasn't when my brother was a little kid, when he used to collect all those Ninja Turtle shits, and like his prize one was Casey Jones. And, like, everybody, all the kids he knew was like, oh, you were able to get Casey John, oh, like, freaking out. It's like, are you kidding me?
I know. Everybody, they had, a hard-on for him. Casey Jones with his green baseball bats. And
yeah. But the reason why I would destroy, I would reassemble all these old G.I. Joes is because me and my brothers had a tendency of going to the top of our house strapping them to, like, bricks and then dropping them out the windows and seeing who survives.
Yeah.
And then if who doesn't survive, we can rebuild them, you know, like the Million Dollar Man.
Yeah.
I would have, like, wrestling matches on, like, my windowsill where they would, like, throw them up. it was fucking ridiculous. Just breaking shit.
They
get pissed off when they break. It's like, fuck! I hit the driveway two stories up. What the hell?
It'd be like Cobra Commando doing like a James Bond thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's see if you survive, and then throw him out the window. He just crashes into the rocks below.
Yeah.
I specifically remember a time where Steve's brother, Carl, took Steve's Tatanka WWF Hasbro figure and strapped an M80 to him.
Wow.
And threw him into the air.
Did he survive?
He did. He just had a lot of black on
him. Yeah, he's singed.
He's a black Tatanka.
Yeah.
Singed Tatanka.
Yeah. Poor Tatanka. He got fired recently.
Did he?
Yeah.
He sucks.
He's dead.
Yeah. All of the Tatanka fans got together and this is what Bobby Heenan used to call him. Tatanka.
He would say, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
Yeah, Tatanka actually put up a thing on his MySpace page about getting fired and how he wanted all
from
the...
Where? WWE?
From WWE.
He was wrestling still?
Yeah, last year, apparently.
Why?
I don't
Tatanka.
Know. For ECW.
He was out of shape, but he sucked.
Yeah, terrible. And he wore...
Was he Tatanka?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, the whole gimmick.
Tatanka. Chris Chavez. Tatanka.
Chops and everything. And the stupid fucking dancing around the ring.
Yeah, terrible.
Wow. He was terrible.
Horrible.
I hated that guy.
Fucking Red Mohawk and shit.
Yeah, guy.
He wanted all of his fans to get together and make a protest so that he could get rehired.
Right.
Did he really do porn?
What did all four of them do?
they said, sorry, man, we're going to delete you. You suck.
Did he really do porn? Did he?
That's what I heard.
I want to find evidence of this.
I heard that, too.
Wait, what?
Supposedly
why do you want to watch Tatanka have sex?
I just want to know if it's true or not.
That's enough.
Remember when he sold out?
You
sold out, Luke.
Luke.
Luger.
What was in the bag? Plenty of money, Lex.
I hated that
guy. He couldn't
guy.
Say sold out. He was like, sold out.
He's a fucking idiot. He's a retard. He's not Native American at all.
No, he's like
Spanish.
Mexican.
Yeah, he's a spick.
I don't know.
Ouch. All right.
Whoops.
We're done.
Yeah, I think we're done. Okay.
Yeah, on that mercenary note.
Uh-huh.
Shoot him in the face. And then survive and... die in the hospital.
White Castle's on the way, guys.
Oh.
It's getting there.
Can't wait. There.
This is the Aristocrats.
The White Castle Aristocrats.
Aristocratsradio.com.
Next week, I'm going to try to get a band on my show.
If you people
I'm going to call the Red Hot Chili Peppers and see if they want to come play in my
I'm
going
to see if they can take a hiatus from the tour and come to my house.
I offered them $25 to $50.
Oh. I got Eric Clapton on the phone. He's going to come to do a show.
He's
going to
do Tears in Heaven.
The Beatles are going to reunite in my living room.
I'm going to have a seance and try to resurrect this dead baby.
Anyway, if you guys will... That was bad.
I hope your mom doesn't walk in and hear that one
and
night.
She will.
I know. She'll Let never me... talk to me again.
Matthew!
I love Eric Clapton.
It
I'm
wakes
kidding.
Him up. Yeah, no, you don't.
Well, not really, but I like him at least, sort of.
Anyway, if you guys want stickers, you can always go to our website. Put the goddamn area code in, you dumb fucks.
To ensure that it gets
code,
delivered in a timely manner.
Area code.
Whatever.
Ah! Whatever. Two different things.
Sorry, Christ. I work for one of them. With one of them.
That was like when he said Ted DiBiase never wrestled.
Yeah.
It's like
close it. Just end it. I'm done.
You're right.
Fuck.
I will see you next
Motherfucker.
Week. Maybe.
I
never. This is a horrible show.
This sucks.
Press 1.
I want to hear.
To send a message, press 2. To change your personal options, press 4. First saved voice message.
Hi, Luke. It's Ben. What's up?
Oh, boy, the cable went out again, and what? I'm not sure what to do. Me being a ghost, I can't really wiggle the cable. Oh, and by the way, when you come home, bring back some more paper towels. Me and Anakin tried making a pie. Yoda came in, and he turned the mixer on, and it got everywhere. So anyway, it's a mess. We need paper towels. And that's about it. I'm just sitting around now. I'm going to call Yoda over. We're going to play some cards. That's about it. All right. Well, I guess I'll talk to you later. You know, may the force be with you and all that. Okay. I miss you. Bye.